EverydayChoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is thanking you, our loyal listeners.
Find out how to win on AM760.net.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Massive rallies over immigration.
We are not criminals. We are workers.
Phil Mickelson wins his second Masters.
It was a great feeling walking up there knowing that I had the tournament at hand.
College-bound teens being told, you pay for it.
Good morning. I'm Bill Whitney with the CBS World News Roundup. As many as 500,000 people turned out in Dallas to protest congressional efforts to crack down on illegal immigration. It was just the biggest of many demonstrations yesterday, and more of the same is expected today, as CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports.
Large rallies are planned across the country to show support for real immigration reform. Among the organizers is Eliseo Medina of the Service Employees International Union. He says Republicans who want to send everyone back to Mexico are dreaming.
You can't talk about sending everybody home. The economy would collapse without 11 million workers holding down jobs in this country.
He says the undocumented immigrants are making a contribution and should be offered legal status. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Carla Marion of station KRLD was on hand for the big march in the Big D.
It is literally a sea of white T-shirts and American flags shoulder to shoulder as they march from one end of downtown Dallas to the other, ultimately ending at Dallas City Hall.
I'm Peter King. An Orlando demonstration may not have been as big as others around the country, but passions ran just as high. Sister Ann Kendrick with the Orlando Diocese Farm Worker Ministry says the demonstration sent a clear message.
We need to make an immigration reform that is comprehensive, that is not just punitive.
Many farm workers held signs saying, "We work hard, we pay taxes, or we are not criminals." Others waved flags from their native countries, but many more were waving American flags. Peter King, CBS News. Orlando.
The administration says it wants a diplomatic solution to the showdown over Iran's nuclear program, but the military option has not been ruled out. Journalist Seymour Hersh, writing in The New Yorker, says planning for possible airstrikes is well underway.
They're picking targets. They've increased the amount of intelligence collection inside Iran. We have American troops on the ground there now.
One senior administration official calls Hersh's report ill-informed, but did not flatly deny it. A leading Senate Republican is demanding answers about the president's decision to declassify certain intelligence to bolster his case for invading Iraq. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is at the White House. Peter, what's the latest on that?
Bill, the White House now faces bipartisan pressure to explain why classified information was leaked to reporters. Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter wants answers.
It is necessary for the president and the vice president to tell the American people exactly what happened.
On Fox News Sunday, Specter did not dispute the White House stand.
It may turn out that he had the authority to make the disclosures which were made, but that it was not the right way to go about it.
Senator Specter calls for a detailed explanation. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The Army, bearing the brunt of the fighting in Iraq, has had trouble recruiting, but according to USA Today, figures being released today will show reenlistments are up. At the same time, the Army is losing some of its best and brightest young officers. Last year, the New York Times says a third of the West Point class of 2000 bailed just as soon as they fulfilled their commitment. The painful testimony resumes today at the Zacharias Moussaoui death penalty trial. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato was there last week when prosecutors started presenting their graphic evidence.
Videos of trapped Twin Tower victims leaping to horrid deaths. Tearful tales one after another from September 11th survivors and heartbroken victims' relatives. Only one day into this final phase, jurors have been put through a ringer, and the government has only just begun portraying the extent of the personal devastation. It's clear the strategy involves wringing emotion out of witnesses. Prosecutor David Novak coolly prods victims, sometimes interrupting them to push on with questions. Jurors were hearing the sad story of a woman who hanged herself after her husband was killed on 9/11. Novak forced her distraught brother to read her suicide note out loud. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Alexandria, Virginia.
4 minutes after the hour.
Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office has received multiple tips in the shooting of Denver Nuggets rookie Julius Hodge. He was shot while in a car on I-76 early Saturday morning. A couple of Good Samaritans took him to North Suburban Medical Center. The woman who wants to be known simply as Sally said she was nervous.
Very scared. Shot is shot. That's a big word. I was wondering if there were people sitting in the bush waiting for us.
The woman says her husband knew it was Julius Hodge because he's a Nugget season ticket holder. Now they say they'll wave to Hodge at the games.
Wave to him and say, hi, I saved you.
Hodge has been released from the hospital. If you do have any information on the shooting, please call Adams County Sheriff's Office right away. No shocker here. Gas prices up nearly 17 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks.
Salt Lake City has the lowest self-serve regular at $2.28, and Honolulu the highest at $2.88 per gallon.
Analyst Tripoli Lundberg, the average price of the pump here, $2.67 a gallon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. Looking good to start the ride. Moving along just fine. Coming out of Thornton, North Glen on I-25, I-70, checking clear from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora, 225, C-470, and the Turnpike, all trouble-free at the moment. Now around town, things are quiet on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, Arapahoe, South Boulder Road, and Broadway, also looking good. And FYI, the RTD strike has ended, so all services should be up and running again this morning, and that should ease up the drive. Check it out.
Kid Rock brings the party back to Denver. Are you ready? Kid Rock. April 20th, live from the Lecture Hall at Colorado Convention Center. Are you really Kid Rock and Roll Star that'll blow your mind?
I feel like Jackson, Mississippi.
April 20th, live from the Lecture Hall at Colorado Convention Center. Grab tickets now. On sale at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com, or call 303-830-TIXS.
If it's gonna be big and it's gonna be bad, it's gotta be Kid Rock.
Look for his new CD, Live Trucker, in stores now.
Templeton at Mutual Series. Franklin Templeton Investments gained from their perspective. When it comes to immigration reform, nothing is happening on Capitol Hill for the next couple of weeks. Congress is now in recess. What's happening is on the streets. In cities large and small, up to 500,000 in L.A. and Dallas, 5,000 in Boise, Idaho. Today, more protest marches in more cities.
What will the message be?
The message for this march is today we march, tomorrow we vote.
More after this for OnStar from GM. There are so many things we're all supposed to keep track of ourselves these days. Well, OnStar wants to remove at least one worry from your life with an innovative new service called OnStar Vehicle Diagnostics. Available on most GM models, 2004 or later. You don't have to keep checking your engine, transmission, anti-lock brakes, airbags, or the OnStar navigation system because all of those systems are automatically monitored, and once a month you get an email to report on the result. In between times, if any sort of problem develops, you can just push the blue button and get an on-the-spot GM Goodrich on-demand diagnostic check wherever you are, anytime, day or night. And if you're an OnStar subscriber, you can sign up for the vehicle diagnostic service for no extra charge by pushing the same blue button that gives you the on-demand diagnostic check. Now, what peace of mind for you to know that in an emergency, or if your car is stolen, or if you lock yourself out, OnStar can unlock it for you with no problem at all. To learn about the ways OnStar can help to keep you safe on the road, visit any GM dealer or OnStar.com for a demo. OnStar by GM. The Senate adjourned Friday after the immigration bill they were working on stalled and was pulled back.
The Senate, I think, was quite frankly intimidated by having hundreds of thousands of people in the streets waving flags, but I don't think we should pass legislation or devise legislation based on how many people you can get out into the street.
Representative Peter King of New York on Fox News Sunday. Besides, say some of his Republican House colleagues, the Senate was never going to get that guest worker concept reconciled with the House bill.
Almost every one of the bills in the Senate that have been proposed and that are characterized as guest worker are in fact amnesty bills. And any bill that has an amnesty in it will probably have a very tough sledding in the House of Representatives.
Thomas Tancredo, Republican of Colorado, on CBS's Face the Nation.
When you tell people here that they can sneak across the border, stay here for some period of time underneath the radar screen, and they will be given essentially all the benefits that we award to those people who do it the right way, it's a slap in the face to everybody who believes in the rule of law.
Not true, says California Democrat Javier Becerra.
Amnesty means unconditional pardon. No one...
How hard can it be? You put up a sign, you just wait for the offers to roll in. It becomes a second job.
Getting the house appraised and the comps.
The money that you think you're going to save, you end up losing.
I've bought and sold homes before, and now the first thing I do is call a realtor.
Realtors have the experience to price your home so it can sell for up to 16% more than selling it yourself.
Using a realtor is a smart financial decision.
Get the facts straight about selling your own home. Talk to an agent and be sure to ask if that agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
It's way too risky to sell your house on your own.
The Osgood File, April 10th, 2006.
This is the hour of
no power.
We're pedaling as fast as we can. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
One of the first things they teach you in broadcasting is never really acknowledge a mistake. You know, kind of the same thing politicians learn. Like, don't acknowledge a mistake, because acknowledging a mistake is like taking out a big neon sign. But you know what? I don't care. I don't follow the rules anyway. It's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6. Thank you to the Osgood File. We didn't get the whole thing. Thank you to CBS. And we only got Tom Tancredo as part of that. We didn't get the Democratic response. Is there some kind of media conspiracy there going on with the satellite feed? 6:10, 10 minutes after 6. High today, 80 degrees under mostly sunny skies. You know it's going to be warmer here today than in Las Vegas, Nevada? How about it? It's good golf weather, right? Good weather to get out and fish, do whatever you want to do today, walk around, or, like me, get off the air at 10 minutes after 10, get off the air at 10 o'clock, get out of here at about 10 or 15 minutes after 10, get home as fast as possible, turn on the air conditioner, and crawl back into bed. All right. Let's talk about a little winning here right off the bat. And the winning starts right now, for today anyway, on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If your name is Cassandra Reich, if your name is Cassandra Reich and you live in Loveland, Cassandra Reich, that's R-E-I-C-H, you told us you listen to AM 760 during this hour, and now the clock is ticking. You've got an hour to call us and claim your prize and become eligible to win that grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. And if your name isn't Cassandra Reich, you need to know this. Every weekday, AM 760 is giving away great prizes like dinner with me and Ed Schultz, breakfast with me and Al Franken, $500 worth of gas, and $500 in cash. And it's easy to sign up. You just go to am760.net right now. Tell us when to call your name. Then listen to AM 760 to hear your name, and it's that simple. So remember, we're giving away prizes every weekday, and every weekday winner becomes eligible to win an eco trip to Costa Rica. It's our way of saying, hey, thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Cassandra Reich, we're waiting for your call, and you've got about a little less than an hour now to call us and claim your prize. So we hope to hear from Cassandra this morning. And that would be a great way to kick off the beginning of the week and Monday morning, because what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to engineer it so that the person who gets the eco trip to Costa Rica comes from this show. I'm working on that like crazy. So sign up at am760.net if you haven't. Do it right now, and good luck. Cassandra Reich, we're waiting to hear from you. 303-713-7600. There are only a couple of big news stories out there this morning. One of them, of course, and it's you know, somebody was saying this to me the other day, was saying this to me on Friday, and I think that in a sense this what this person was saying is really, really true, that there used to be certain topics in talk radio that, you know, you could get on the air and bang, you could get calls. And all you'd have to do is look for the slightest, smallest story in the news that could tie into some of these hot button topics, and you would immediately get a phone call. Somebody jump on the phone immediately, and it was like shooting fish in a barrel, because there's sometimes when you get on the air here, you really got to reach to get something going. A lot of the time, what seems important to you, to the talk show host, doesn't translate off as being important to those of you who are on the other side of this thing listening. And immigration is becoming one of those topics. An example that I can give you about this is it used to be abortion. Abortion used to be, I mean, you could get calls, and program directors would say, you know, let's watch the amount of abortion calls. Let's watch the amount of abortion topics we do. You're doing too many of them. It's too easy, and stay away from them. Another one is when you work in a racially divisive town. When I worked in Chicago, race was a hot topic because Chicago is a racially divisive city. And all you had to do was get on the air and start talking about race, and people would call. Now, in some ways it was hard to stay away from the topic because it was always in the news in one sense or another. But in the other way, I tried to stay away from it because I didn't want to have to get on the air and, be doing race day after day after day after day when there are other topics out there. Immigration has become one of those topics. There are huge rallies planned for today. We'll see how many people show up. There are rallies planned here in Grand Junction, in Denver, in Boulder, across the country. And what have we been talking about immigration now for, 2 weeks? And you can't ignore the story. But on the other hand, what are we going to do here? Maybe I'm sinking my own radio show here this morning, but what are we going to do? We're going to go and we're going to plow over the same ground again and again and again. I mean, and you hear all of the same arguments again and again and again. And I feel like I keep repeating the same plea over and over again. Could we take the emotion out of this? Could we take the emotion out of it? Could we just try to work it out somehow instead of getting crazy about it? But there are other stories out there. There's the Bush declassification story, the leak story, which I couldn't get anybody. It seemed like nobody wanted to talk about that on Friday, where this guy not only leaks selective parts, orders leaking by Scooter Libby of selective parts of a national intelligence estimate, but it's information that they knew was wrong. But I couldn't get anybody to bite on that on Friday. I mean, very few of you wanted to talk about that on Friday. And now there's another disturbing story out there that surfaced on Friday and has been all over the media. Seymour Hersh has got a big, long article in the New Yorker on it. You can go to the New Yorker and print out the article and read it yourself about how the Bush administration is now considering possible strikes on Iran over their nuclear program. So I want to get into this Iranian situation, and because this administration strikes me as being nuts, I want to get into this Iranian situation with you coming up here. And then, yes, of course, we'll do immigration. 6:17, 17 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. It's the hour of No Power. Thanks.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula, risk-free, so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time, and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed. But we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
Is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, they show you Carfax. You know, I haven't talked a lot about Carfax in a while. Carfax tells you everything you need to know about the automobile you're about ready to buy. Everything. Think about it. It's got it on there. And a lot of dealerships give you Carfax, and then what they do is they charge you for it. And at Rockies, they'll give you Carfax, and they'll do it absolutely free. And great people working out there at Rockies, too. Over 100 people there to make sure your buying experience is a good one, like the Alshire brothers and Gerard Menard, and the list just goes on and on of good people. Rockies Auto has been family-owned and operated since 1982. Now with an extra hour of buying power, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Plus, check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can also see there are TV commercials on their website and see their business philosophy and take a look at the inventory. Rockies Autos, they're located at 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. See you out there at Rockies.
Remember when calling a company meant getting a person instead of a machine? Well, call us old-fashioned, but here at Intelligent Office, we still think it's important to have a friendly, knowledgeable person handling your calls. That's why we created our new service, the Remote Receptionist. We searched for the best receptionist we could find. Then we gave them the technology to handle your calls without setting foot inside your office. But the Remote Receptionist isn't about technology. It's about good old-fashioned professionalism. We pride ourselves on being the best receptionist you've ever had. And if you already have someone on staff, we make a great backup, covering lunch breaks, vacations, or when you just have too many calls coming in. And in case you're wondering, the Remote Receptionist is surprisingly affordable, making it easier than ever to treat your clients right. The Remote Receptionist from Intelligent Office. Newfangled technology, old-fashioned professionalism. Call Intelligent Office in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Yeah, Big Eddie is. I wonder if he's bringing the fish, Big Eddie. AM760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. It's 6:21, 21 minutes after 6. Thanks for joining me. High today, up to 80 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Guess what? We got Cassandra Wright on the line. And let's talk to her. Cassandra, are you there? Cassandra?
That's me.
How do you say your last name?
It's Reich.
Reich.
Uh-huh.
Cassandra Reich of Loveland.
That's correct.
Well, Cassandra, congratulations. Glad you're listening to AM 760. And you know what? You want to know what you won?
I do.
Well, maybe we'll just end the conversation right now and I won't tell you. You have to find out through the mail. No, I'll tell you. You know what you won? You won $500 in cash.
That is great.
And your name now goes in. You're now eligible to win the eco trip to Costa Rica, courtesy of Crocodile Bay Lodge.
Well, that would be a bonus.
Oh, wouldn't it be great if you could go? See,
it would.
I'm going to get a winner from this show.
Well, I hope so. I'll be one of them, I'm hoping.
So it's got to be you. That's what I think. It's got, you know, the mojo's working here. You got the $500 cash. Now you got to get the trip, right?
That sounds perfect to me. I'll do it.
Cassandra, thank you so much for being a listener to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I love your show, Jay, and I love many more of them. We listen all the time.
But we love you, too. Thanks, Cassandra.
Thank you.
All right. What a great way to start out Monday, man, with a winner. All right, another Marvin listener is in the pile there to win that thing to Costa Rica to the Crocodile Bay Lodge. And you know what? If you haven't signed up, get with the program now. Sign up at am760.net. All right, let's get into this whole Iranian situation, because I don't know if anybody else is disturbed about this as I am. Critics of George W. Bush's administration expressed alarm about explosive new reports that the president is mulling military options to knock out Iran's nuclear program. Retired General Anthony Zinni, the former head of U.S. Central Command, told U.S. Television Sunday that he had no detailed knowledge of an alleged military plans, but he suggested a preemptive strike against Iran's nuclear program would be extremely risky. Any military plan involving Iran is going to be very difficult, We should not fool ourselves to think it would just be a strike and then it would be over, said Zinni. The Iranians would retaliate, and they have many possibilities in the areas where there are many vulnerabilities, from our troop positions to oil and gas in the region that can be interrupted, to attacks on Israel, to the conduct of terrorism. And Zinni made his remarks after the publication of a pair of reports this weekend, saying the administration is seriously considering military action against Iran, amid a stalemate in diplomatic efforts. And Seymour Hersh, who broke the Abu Ghraib story, is got an article. You can go to the New Yorker website and check it out. New Yorker magazine reported in its April 17th issue that the administration is planning a massive bombing campaign against Iran, including the use of bunker buster nuclear bombs to destroy key suspected Iranian nuclear weapons facilities. The article by investigative journalist Seymour Hersh said Bush and others in the White House have come to view Iranian President Mohammad Ahmadinejad as a potential Adolf Hitler. That's the name they're using, Hersh quoted from a senior intelligence official. Hersh told CNN's late edition show that a messianic president, listen, I mean, if this doesn't scare the hell out of you, a messianic president feels driven to try to contain Iran, and that the White House is determined to keep open a nuclear option against strong objections from some of top Pentagon officials. It's a fact that the White House won't let it go, and that has got to the Joint Chiefs of Staff in an uproar, according to Seymour Hersh. Bush, thinks, as I wrote, that he's the only one now who will have the courage to do it. A messianic president who is now calling the president of Iran Hitler, and we're talking here about using nuclear bunker buster bombs in Iran. Now, that doesn't scare any of you. We have this whole problem going on in Iraq, and there was an article in the New York Times over the weekend that once again was put out by ambassadors and officials of the United States government in Iraq, detailing the fact that things are much worse there than what the administration is telling us in terms of instability and violence. We've got problems there, and now this administration wants to take on Iran and start causing trouble. Now, that doesn't scare anybody. Am I the lone wolf here with this? As far as being scared? These people live in some kind of weird fantasy world at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, I'm not saying that Iran having a nuclear weapon is a good thing. I don't think it is at all. As a matter of fact, I think it's a bad thing. Now, Jack Straw from the British government says that any talk about a strike against Iran is foolishness. But Seymour Hersh has been right in the past. And this is not the first time these stories have circulated around. About this kind of stuff going on, about this administration having its eye on Iran. What does this administration plan to do? Does this administration plan to destabilize the entire Middle East before this is over with? And yeah, it's a quandary that Iran is developing nuclear weapons. Yeah, it's a problem. It's a big problem. But What happens if we strike Iran? Do we win sympathy in the Middle East? Do the Iranian citizens who may perhaps not like their radically religious government, do they rally around the idea of overthrowing that government, or do they rally around the idea of their government and their country because they believe that they're under attack? And as Anthony Zinni says, how far is this going to get us? Where is this going to lead us? Is this going to settle anything, or is Iran going to make things more difficult? They've already got growing influence in Iraq. This isn't going to settle anything. It's not going to settle anything. And it's not going to be easy. And you've got the Israelis also involved, who have made overtures to Washington and who have said, if you guys don't do something, we will. So we're talking about this region that's a powder keg. We're talking about this region that there's problems already. We're talking about this region that has got energy, oil that we need. We're talking about all of these things rolled up into one. And the idea that Seymour Hersh talks about a messianic president, and the idea that they're comparing Ahmadinejad to Hitler and using that term around the White House. And you know, my other question here is about not only about your initial reaction to these stories coming to surface here in the last couple of days, but also, do you think that the American people would take this? I mean, how do you think the American people would react to another foreign involvement, getting involved in another situation in the Middle East? Makes you wonder what's going on here with this government. It really does. And how we got into this situation. There's got to be, and I'm not pretending to tell you that I know how to get us out of this, but there's got to be some other way to deal with this. But this idea, and this is typical of this White House, well, you know, they're denying it. They're downplaying it. Do you trust us? You think they're telling us the truth? That they're not considering this? Do you think they're letting us see the whole deck? Or only part of it? All right. We'll take your calls on this. Coming up at 303-713-7600, we're also going to talk to Diane Scherst. She is a Director of Governmental Relations at the National Education Association. She's going to talk to us a little bit. We'll take a short hit with her about Wayne Allard's record on education here. We'll talk to her a little bit about that, and we'll take your calls regarding this Iranian situation. And then a little later on in the morning, we'll get into this whole immigration problem. 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7, AM 760. Progressive Talk. Here's a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. The good news is RTD strike, that is over. All services should be up and running again this morning. Southbound I-25 already stacking up from 104 down to the Turnpike. Then we open up a bit as you head into downtown. Turnpike check and clear through Broomfield and Westminster in Commerce City. Eastbound I-270 now looking at brake lights from I-76 over towards Vasquez. And off the highways are scenes of police activity at Colorado and Alameda. Now, Boulder Streets, things are picking up on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road. They're starting to pick up a little bit, too. On to the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Sunny and warm. Highs in the 70s. It's 50 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tires not gripping the road properly? Michelin can help. Your Michelin dealer knows which Michelin Pilot Performance Sport tires will help bring race-inspired grip and handling to your car. See your Michelin dealer today about Michelin Pilot Performance Sport tires.
Join AM 760 and the Arapahoe County Democrat Friday, April 14th at the first annual Pat Schroeder Dinner. 5 lucky listeners and their guests have a chance to meet Pat Schroeder and win tickets to the dinner at the Radisson in Aurora. All the details on am760.net.
Love and Care Services reminds area listeners that both women and men are at risk of developing breast cancer at any age. Empower yourself, know what's normal for your body, and know the warning signs and symptoms of breast cancer. If you notice any changes in or near the breast or underarm, contact your health care provider immediately. This is from Love and Care Services in Denver, providing the best and friendly professional in-home care. For information, log on to loveandcareservices.com. That's loveandcareservices.com.
May I help you?
Yeah, it's this cold. My sinuses feel like they're going to explode.
Sudafed PE.
My allergies have my sinuses all stuffed up.
Sudafed PE.
Tell the man what's wrong.
My sinuses. Sudafed PE.
Sinus misery? The answer is Sudafed PE. Maximum strength relief of even your worst sinus symptoms without a prescription.
This congestion.
Sudafed PE.
Sudafed PE. Maximum strength sinus relief.
6:33, 27 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, you know what? I've been talking to you a while about the Licon Laser Center, and I've been telling you for a while now about how Icon Laser Center has been making LASIK safe and affordable for as little as $4.99 per eye. You know, some LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have safe LASIK surgery, you have to pay more. But you know what? That's just not true. So what they don't tell you is that their procedures cost more And not because they're better, but because their own overhead and LASIK machine rental fees. That jacks up the cost. See, Icon owns all of their own LASIK equipment, so there's less overhead, and they can pass on that savings to you. Don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. It's just not true. Visit Icon at the web, at icondenver.com, or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, and you know what? Make sure you tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Dude, I'm in trouble.
Why?
I haven't done my taxes yet. I don't have an appointment anywhere. I can't figure out the forms for myself. I'm done for.
Whoa, relax.
I'm going to have to change my name and leave the country.
Just go to TurboTax.com. They have everything you need to get your taxes done quickly.
TurboTax.com?
Yep. You just answer simple questions and it fills in all the right forms. It checks for errors and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Sounds easy.
You can even e-file and get confirmation that the IRS received your return.
Well, that sounds a lot easier than what I was planning.
Learn more at TurboTax.com. Log on and you're done.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how to win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
Yeah, and you can be like Cassandra Wright, who won $500 in cash this hour. She's in Loveland, and that could be you. You could be doing the same thing. Go to AM760.net. Her name is now in that drawing for the eco trip to Costa Rica. 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. 303-713-7600. It's the hour of no power. We're talking about George W. Bush. This administration now talking about a bombing strike against Iraq, including using nuclear bunker busters. And your feelings about this story. Let's go to Ken in Evergreen. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Ken.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I don't even know where to start. I mean, these people, every time I think they can't surprise me, they do. I wonder, you know, maybe if it's the first start, we should just take away their caffeine and their beef. Just get them to settle down a little bit.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's... I mean, what is wrong... There's got to be a way out of this without having to go to a bombing situation. We've already got trouble next door in Iraq. What do you know? We're going to start stir stuff up in Iran now?
Well, I guess we do. I mean, maybe these guys won't be happy until we have a hot World War III, or as you know, some of the historians would call it now World War IV, the Cold War being the Third World War. But, Scott Ritter has been right about just about everything else. And I remember him being interviewed, I believe, on the BBC late last summer. And he made the claim that we'd been conducting offensive military operations, special forces kinds of operations, in Iran since last June.
That's what Seymour Hersh says, that we've been doing it.
So I haven't had an opportunity to read that yet, and I'll get to that today or tomorrow. But, these guys, I mean, they've stretched our military essentially beyond the breaking point. And I don't know when they're going to be happy. I mean, these guys, Rumsfeld served, but the rest of these neocon chicken hawks, they're just not happy until everybody's fighting. You know, I look back at Eisenhower's farewell address, and I remember what he told us, and it seems to me that this is a hell of a lot more about profit than it is about anything else. I hate to be that cynical. War is tremendously profitable.
The Iranians having a bomb is a problem.
Absolutely. No disagreement.
And there's a dispute here on whether they're 10 years away, 5 years away, 15 minutes away. But if we launch a military strike towards Iran, with trouble going on next door in Iraq, with our troops
and then
there...
And on the other side, Afghanistan.
Yeah, in Afghanistan, with rising problems there... that's all we need. You know, that's all we need is the rest. I mean, the Middle East is already polarized against us, so let's further polarize the Middle East and let's provoke what's left of anybody in the Middle East who likes us and feels anything towards us by going after Iran. And I'm not talking about the governments of the Middle East now. I'm talking about the populace, the people on the street.
Well, I don't know that there are any of those. I mean, there may be a handful of people in Iraq who are certainly still happy that Saddam is gone. But whatever goodwill that we had there in May of 2003 when Flight Suit Boy did his dance on the carrier, that's gone. You know, whatever goodwill we had. And I was just thinking, you know, is this a case of us doing this Iranian nonsense? Is this another case of us doing the Saudis' bidding? Because the Saudis are Sunnis, and the Sunnis hate the Shia almost as much as they hate the Jews. And is this another case of us doing the House of Saud's bidding?
No, I think it's a case where the administration is scared, as are other European powers, that Iran is going to get a hold of a bomb and they're going to use it against Israel. That you know, that's what everybody's scared of.
Sure.
That they're going to use
and
it against Israel.
That's a legitimate
Israel.
Fear, especially if you're Israeli.
Yeah, it is a legitimate fear, but I guess the question I'm tossing out here this morning is this the right way to deal with it, another military situation and a military strike, which is like taking an old an old little globule of mercury and slamming your, you know, fist down on it and watching it blow open into a million different parts and spread out all over the place. I mean, is this the best and the wisest course of action? And does anybody really believe, I guess the White House must believe this, but does anybody really believe that we can threaten the Iranians into abandoning their nuclear program?
Oh, they believe it, but I mean, I don't see how it works. I mean, there seems to be the idea of martyrdom within Islam. And, you know, how do you defeat that idea? I mean, you don't defeat it by killing them.
Well, listen, how about this idea? My baby may be ugly, but only I can call my baby ugly.
Well, sure.
So, in other words, if I'm the average Iranian, maybe I don't particularly like my government. Maybe I think my government is too religiously out there and is too oppressive. But if I'm attacked by an outside force, I rally behind the government.
Oh, sure you would.
And I support my country because of my nationalism.
Well, look at the same thing that happened here. On September 10th, 2001, this country was as divided as could be. I mean, those of us on the left, those of us of progressive, were speechless about some of the foolishness that was already being proposed and implemented by this administration. By noon, our time on September 11th, we were all together. I mean, it didn't even take till sundown. And we were attacked. I mean, why would we think that another country would act any differently?
I don't know, man. Somebody's got to get a grip on this administration. They really do.
Well, they can only get a grip on themselves, and they need, you know, when you don't have any imagination, the bully's approach is the first thing you do.
Scares the hell out of me. Ken, thank you, man.
Have a good day.
All right, appreciate it. One line open. I got two lines open now, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Well, I was just thinking about the phrase messianic approach that Hirsch mentioned in there. And, you know, I know that the prophet in war is attractive to them, or else they wouldn't be, you know, coming from the Carlyle group and Halliburton and all that. But I think that the minionist approach that some of the real wacko right fringe has includes the idea of bringing the apocalypse for the second coming, which is theologically just bizarre and so wrong, I couldn't even begin, you know. But I think that it's kind of an evil field of dreams. If you destroy it, he will come, you know, mentality.
Do you think we have a president sitting in the White House who, even though he won't come forward and say it publicly, because he didn't answer the question when he was asked a couple of weeks ago about it,
mm-hmm.
Do you think he believes in the end times? Do you think he believes in Armageddon? And do you think that he is prepared to try to provoke all of this?
Yes. Why else would he be talking about unilaterally throwing nuclear weapons at a sovereign nation?
That's a scary thought.
It is. I think we ought to think about it.
All right, Steve. I appreciate it, man.
Good luck, man.
Okay. Bye. That's a sobering thought. Anybody else feel that way? You think this guy in the White House believes that the end times are coming and that he's determined to provoke those end times? And Steve brings up another good point. What gives us the right to attack a sovereign nation? Well, you know, they've got that whole you know, preemptive strike doctrine of theirs. And so maybe they're prepared now to use it against Iran. They deny that they're going to do it. But Seymour Hersh says it's coming. And it's all over the media. And nuclear bunker busters? And we've got the trouble next door in Iraq, and our troops are stuck there? All right, 303-713-7600. I'm open to entertaining any notions and any theories that any of you have about this this story. And to me, this story is as frightening as anything that's going on out there right now. 6:44, 60 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget to sign up for that eco trip to Costa Rica. We want you to win, but you got to enter because you can't win if you don't enter. So do it now. Sign up now at AM760.net.
Progressive traffic.
Well, we are seeing some police activity off the highways at Colorado and Alameda, so that's going to tie you up just a little bit this morning. Looking at the highways, we're in good shape, starting to see the usual slowing southbound I-25 coming out of Thornton Northland. Busy from 104th right into downtown. I-70 check and clear, but starting to slow just a little bit eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. In Commerce City, eastbound I-270, seeing the usual slowing from I-76 over towards Vasquez and southbound 225. Starting to stack up a little bit for you right around Parker Road. Now, around town, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, they're all picking up. So is Arapahoe Broadway Baseline and the Turnpike, actually a little sluggish now, eastbound from Federal on over. Onto the forecast, going to be nice today. Sunny, warm, highs in the 70s. We're at 50 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tonight on Altitude, the Denver Nuggets are in Portland to take on the Trailblazers. Coverage begins at 7:30.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
Stuck in traffic? Garmin has portable car navigation systems that can warn you of traffic jams and automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Yep, make sure you sign up because we want you to win. Good morning. That's nice to have you here this morning. 648. 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 80, mostly sunny skies. It's beautiful out this morning during the hour here of no power. Now that the sun is up in this big ball of energy here, ricocheting off all the windows, and we're sitting in here and we're blinded. Speaking of being blinded, we're talking about the administration and this idea about going to launch a preemptive strike on Iran over its use of its nuclear program. Retired General Anthony Zinni, the former head of U.S. Central Command, told U.S. television Sunday that he had no detailed knowledge of the alleged military plans, but he suggested a preemptive strike against Iran's nuclear program would be extremely risky. Seymour Hersh in The New Yorker reporting that the White House is talking about doing this, that they refer to the president of Iran as Adolf Hitler, that this is a quote-unquote messianic president, and that they're thinking about using, talking about using, bunker buster nuclear bombs to destroy key facilities in Iran. 303-713-7600, two lines open, and get off your half moons, get plugged in. We'll talk to Larry Johnson, who is an ex-CIA agent at the top of the hour. We'll get his take on this and also on Iraq, and then we'll talk to about the other big story of the day, which is immigration, which everybody seems to be fixated on. This story about Iran, worries me more. I got to be honest with you, it worries me more than immigration, particularly when our troops are sitting next door in Iraq. You know, our men and women are sitting next door in Iraq. This is what we want to do, is provoke a confrontation with Iran, and we don't have a handle about what's going on in Iraq. Let's go to Sandy in North Glen. Sandy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I actually have a little side issue, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And I definitely want to talk about the Iran thing, but did you work at KOTA, KKLS, KIMN, or KTEQ?
No, none of those. The only two stations in this town I've ever worked in...
No, in Rapid City.
Oh, South Dakota?
Yeah. Because you said you worked in Rapid City. Which one was it?
It was...
Oh, man, you don't remember? Was it FM or AM?
It was AM. It was a little country station. It was also... They also owned a television station in town.
Oh, man. Okay, so...
That was 33, 34 years ago.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
I was like, you know, 18
remember.
Years of age.
I'll never remember that. And neither will you. Oh, that's
yeah, well, you know
bad.
What, though? You know what, though? If you email me...
Okay.
If you email me, and it may take me time to get back to you on this, but if you email me, I've got it written down somewhere.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm dying to know. Because I worked for the Duhamel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I worked for KOTA. I've got a Duhamel story for you.
I was right there. I worked there. You know when I arrived there? I worked there right after the flood.
Oh, my God. Oh, I was living there during the flood. Yeah.
Right afterwards.
Oh, yeah. That was a horrible... Oh, that was so horrible.
All right, but email me and we'll swap stories.
Okay, we will. Okay, now look. The guy's nuts. We can't wait to get this guy out of office. We have got to wedge his butt out of that chair. We've got to get him out of there because he is going to get the whole world into a world of trouble if he starts nuking another country. This is a nightmare. This is a nightmare, Jay. He's talking about a nuclear strike on a sovereign nation.
I know it.
We are not only looking at, and not only this, at the is this at the behest of the Israelis? I mean,
you know what? I don't think it's at the behest of the Israelis. You know what I think it is? I think it is because these people have some kind of vision in their head that they can go it alone, that we're the only power that counts, and that if they turn to another country and say, this is what you're going to do, and we mean it, and if you don't do it, we're going to punish you. I mean, or maybe as you know, maybe as Steve said, you know, in Boulder, maybe these people really believe, maybe this president believes in his heart of hearts that the end times are coming.
I think that's it.
That, you know, the Armageddon's on the way, and by God, he's going to provoke it.
I really believe that that's it. I really do believe that that's it. Not only that, but I don't know if you've heard about this, the IQ. Have you heard recently about the IQ test that they run on the writings of the presidents in the past century?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that story.
Oh, man, it's pretty shaky stuff here. It's accurate within 5%. George Bush, our current president, 91. That's his IQ score.
Mm.
And then we've got President Clinton at 182. What a dramatic difference.
It is a dramatic difference.
So we're looking at a person who doesn't understand the material that's set down before him, can't interpret it, delegates it to other people who aren't even trustworthy, doesn't really realize the consequences of the power that he has, makes decisions on, that's not the words that I'm looking for.
Well, you know what?
He's going out there and he's saying, this is what I want done. I don't want any argument about this.
No, he never wants to hear from anybody other than people who say yes. All right, send me an email. Sandy, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Do you think he thinks God's telling him this? How many of you out there think that George W. Bush thinks that he talks directly to God and that God is telling him to do these things? Now, I'm not trying to denigrate belief in religion. I'm just asking a question here. In other words, today, when you go to work, if some guy came up to you and you said to them, why did you do that? And they said, because God told me to, what would you do? What would be your reaction? And once again, I'm not trying to beat on anybody over religion. Mark and Cheyenne, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You there, Mark? Mark once, Mark twice. Mark is history. To Mohammed in Morrison. Mohammed, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Hi.
Just want to say you're talking about the preemptive strike possibility on Iran, and first of all, I think it's almost inevitable it's going to happen, which is not a good thing. And one thing I want to throw in there, we really shouldn't fear countries who are working on a nuclear weapons program. We should fear countries who have them and who have used them. I mean, I think it's funny that we went into Iraq over nuclear weapons, but there's only one country in the history of time who's actually used an atom bomb against a civilian target.
Well, that's been us.
Yeah, exactly right. It's funny because do you remember before the war in Iraq even started? Did you watch Fox News before the war even started?
No, I never watched Fox. Fox is not news. It's Fox is not facts. It's Fox.
Yeah, but that's part of the reason why I watch them. It's like lies and eye candy. But anyway, before the war even started in Iraq, on Fox, they had like a certain way they'd go about talking about it. Like, they'd just throw it out there like it was a possibility. Then they'd talk about it like it wasn't going to happen. They're doing the same thing with Iran right now. And I bet you within the next, before the Bush administration is finished with or through, I bet you there will be a different Iran.
Oh, they're talking about it. They believe that it's something this White House believes it's something that they have to deal with during their time in office, that this can't be left to another president.
Isn't that scary?
And what, yeah, I'm scared. Really, yeah, I'm scared to death by it.
It's horrifying because Iran is not like Iraq. Iran is not like a country that's been ruined by sanctions for years and years and years and years and years. You know, Iran actually has an air force. Iran has like a stable army and military right now. They weren't bombed while retreating during the Gulf War.
Well, we're working on here. We're working on a case where we're just going to destabilize the whole Middle East. You know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to just destabilize the entire Middle East. We're going to unravel anything. We have no goodwill left there. And any little bit of goodwill we've got, we'll get rid of that. We have no certain idea as to how close they are to having a nuclear bomb. How do you get involved in Iran when you can't straighten out anything in Iraq?
Exactly right. They're going to have to initiate a draft if they really have something going on. You know, if they really want to, like, conquer a country like Iran, they're going to have to initiate a draft because we can't control Iraq right now.
I'm with you, Mohammed. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
No problem. Bye.
This is a story that's not going to go away. We'll talk to
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. Mars and Blondie, together live.
One way or another.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
At 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. Join AM 760 and the Arapahoe County Democrat. Friday, April 14th at the first annual Pat Schroeder Dinner. Five lucky listeners and their guests have a chance to meet Pat Schroeder and win tickets to the dinner at the Radisson in Aurora. All the details on AM760.net.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is thanking you, our loyal listeners, with fabulous prizes. Find out how to win on AM760.net.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Immigration reform supporters are planning another coast-to-coast show of force. CBS's Howard Arenstein in Washington.
Organizers say there could be 100,000 people at the rally here in Washington alone. Eliseo Medina of the Service Employees International Union is one of the organizers of the gatherings across the nation.
We are not criminals, we are workers. We deserve our right to have our contributions recognized.
He says Congress should recognize reality and do something about it.
Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher says the House will never agree to let illegal immigrants become legal workers.
The American people are suffering from an invasion, an out-of-control invasion of illegal immigrants into our society.
In Durham, North Carolina, defense lawyers are challenging the story of the young woman who claims she was raped by three members of the Duke men's lacrosse team. CBS's Trish Regan has that.
One says he has time-stamped pictures of the woman when she arrived at the house. Pictures that show she was already bruised on her face and legs before the alleged rape is said to have occurred. Carrie Sutton, the attorney representing co-captain Matt Zash, says she has emails written in the hours after the woman says she was attacked that support the player's claims that nothing happened.
The woman's father says she's standing by her allegations. More emotional testimony is expected when the 9/11 trial of admitted terrorist Icarus Moussaoui resumes 30 minutes from now. In Houston, this is the day former Enron CEO Jeff Skilling finally takes the stand.
Defense attorneys are going to question Jeffrey Skilling first on direct examination, and that's going to be his best foot being put forward. The lawyers are going to try to portray him to the jury as someone who was a hands-on manager, but someone who didn't know about all the fraud that was going on at the company.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. So you want to go to college? You pay the freight. Experts say that's what more parents are telling their children. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, how much of a trend is this?
It seems to be a growing one for parents who can swing the price tag of a public college but have kids who want a private school, like Thomas Dillon of Rhode Island doing the math with four kids and private college costs at $40,000 a year.
As high as $600,000, I mean, that's really not feasible for us to do that.
So his son Tom, who decided on an out-of-state school at about double the cost, we'll have to pay more on his own. Reporting live, Steve Kathe and CBS News.
J'ai voulu agir vite.
Bitter defeat for French Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin. President Jacques Chirac is scrapping a law of Villepin back that would have made it easier to fire young workers. Reporter Hugh Schofield in Paris.
The unions and the student groups are both saying that their campaign has worked and that it's all over. The protests and sit-ins at universities are being called off. And as far as the unions are concerned, as far as the students are concerned, this is a government cave-in, and they are very, very happy about it.
S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
XM Satellite Radio is the exclusive satellite radio network for Major League Baseball. And with the new season here, XM radios are available starting at just $50. XM gives you play-by-play for every team, so you can follow your favorite team wherever you are. And XM has America's largest playlist, including the most commercial-free music, plus news, talk, and other live sports. So why wait? Hurry in to stores like Best Buy, Circuit City, or visit XMRadio.com to get XM today. XM Satellite Radio. Listen large. Price after mail-in rebate and may vary by retailer. Required monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
Your loan's enemy, grubs. Their mission? To destroy your loan.
So backed by Bayer's 100-plus years of crop science expertise, Bayer Advanced created season-long grub control with Merit, number one choice of professionals. No other formula kills more grubs, plus a single application protects your lawn for an entire season. Guaranteed. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Republican Senator Arlen Specter is promising to have a compromise immigration bill ready for debate when the Senate returns from Easter break. Specter told Fox News Sunday that he thinks tempers will cool over 2 weeks and senators will get feedback from their constituents about failure to pass a bill. But Colorado Senator Tom Tancredo isn't so optimistic.
The conditions, I think, are so difficult right now, and the two sides so far apart, it would be very, very surprising to me. I don't think there's more than a 60-40 chance, and 40 being the chance that it would actually get out of the Senate.
Tancredo was a guest on CBS's Face the Nation. Full bus and light rail service of Denver's mass transit system is back after some 1,750 mechanics, bus drivers, and train operators were on a week-long strike. Urban fashion designer Mark Echo is threatening to sue Denver if it doesn't change its anti-graffiti ordinance. His attorney, David Lane, says he wants to hold a graffiti art festival. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. We are seeing a busy ride stop on I-25, loaded up from 104th right into downtown. Now we're stacking up in both directions as you make your way through T-Rex. Now the Turnpike, a little busy now, eastbound from Federal on over. In Commerce City, eastbound I-270, seeing a slow go from I-76 over towards Vasquez. And if you're coming in from Lakewood, well, SunGlide going to get you eastbound 6th Avenue, loaded up from Sheridan on over. Boulder Street's busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. Arapahoe, Broadway, South Boulder Road are also filling in. And checking out the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny and warm and highs in the 70s. Right now, 50 degrees in Boulder. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection of USDA choice steaks and roasts, and King Soopers goes the extra step by aging each cut to perfection. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Do you long for a sense of the sacred? At North Presbyterian Church, 37th and Federal, we seek the spirit in all of creation, each human encounter, and everyday events. Come join us in the search. Multicultural worship, 10:30 Sundays, 37th and Federal, Denver.
Stuck in traffic? Garmin has portable car navigation systems that can warn you of traffic jams and automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, going to be 80. And it's really going to be nice. Mostly sunny outside. Look at it. It's beautiful out. Congratulations to Cassandra Reich. She is of Loveland, and she won last hour. Got $500 cash, and her name now goes into the drawing for the Eco Trip to Costa Rica. And if you haven't signed up, sign up now, because it's the only way you can win at am760.net. We're going to talk to our old friend Larry Johnson. He's a former intelligence officer at the CIA, where he worked with Joseph Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame. He served as deputy director of the U.S. State Department Office of Counterterrorism from 1989 to 1993. He is now CEO and co-founder of Berg Associates, an international business consulting firm. And Larry, good morning, and thanks for being back on the program.
Hey, good morning.
All right, there's a bunch of stuff to go over here and very little time, so let's get right to it. First of all, what do you make about the court filings about Aya Lewis Scooter Libby last week and this whole thing now about the president or George W. Bush being a quote-unquote leaker-in-chief?
Well, there now is no doubt that George Bush was part of an organized conspiracy to smear and defame Joe Wilson, and it has exposed the fact that George Bush has now lied to the American people. I mean, there's now no doubt about it. Before, there was some speculation that perhaps the president wasn't informed, and then there were even those who insisted that, you know, the president was, this was the fault of the intelligence community, that the president went out in his State of the Union address and said that those six famous 16 words, that Iraq was trying to acquire uranium from Niger. Now we know, both through the court filing and some other developments over the weekend, that as a matter of fact, George Bush ignored specific advice from the Central Intelligence Agency, who said in an early January 2003 memo from the National Intelligence Officer for Africa, there was no there, that it was baseless and should be put to bed. And instead, he went out and used it in the State of the Union. So this is, it's all really coming together now in a very dramatic way, and it's exposing the Bush administration for having taken us to war based upon a lie.
Plus, they took that information, which they had to know was wrong, because State and Energy had told them that it wasn't, you know, that it was wrong.
Well, they were told specifically. I mean, it was in the National Intelligence Estimate in October of 2002, State Department and Department of Energy dissented. They said, look, we do not think the aluminum tubes represent a threat for reconstituting Iraq's nuclear capability. So that, at a minimum, what that told the president was there was no agreement within the intelligence community. You can excuse him for that, but what is inexcusable is the fact that this whole issue of was Iraq trying to acquire new uranium kept coming up, and the White House kept trying to use it. So finally, the National Intelligence Officer, who is the senior person in the intelligence community for Africa, prepared a memo. His name is Ambassador Robert Hodeck, and that was presented to the president prior to the State of the Union address, and they went ahead and used it. They ignored what the intelligence advisor was saying, because he said very clearly, this is garbage, this is baseless, it is unreliable. And what did President Bush do? He used the information and told the American people that there was reliable information, when in fact that simply was not true.
And he took those parts of that national intelligence estimate with that unreliable information and then gave it to Judith Miller and others.
Well, they tried to selectively leak it to present a picture that just was not true. Because, you know, right now they're trying to spin the defense, well, the president is authorized to leak. I don't dispute that. I think, yeah, he can leak it, but the issue ought to be for the American people, is he leaking to make us safer, or is he leaking to cover his own rear end?
Yeah.
And in this case, it was a leak designed to mislead the American public and to cover George Bush's rear end, because what they didn't want to get out into the public was the fact that George Bush had been told, don't use this. This is wrong. And instead, he ignored it and went ahead and used it, and that was used to help whip up the American public opinion to believe, oh, my God, we need to go to war against Iraq.
And then in leaking it, they cherry-picked that information as well.
Yeah. It'd be one thing if it was just, you know, typical Washington insider baseball, but we've got now almost 2,400 men and women dead in Iraq because of this lie. And if that doesn't outrage every single American citizen, regardless of their political affiliation, you know, then we've really lost our way as a people.
It's very, you know, it's disgusting. I mean, this White House has got to come clean on all of this. I mean, eventually they've got to come clean on this.
Yeah, I think the White House probably doesn't have the ability to come clean on it, but it's up to Congress in order to hold them accountable. I think this goes beyond censure. This is clearly entitled, deserves to be impeached, George Bush and Dick Cheney both. Because what they've done is they've taken and abused the trust that the American people have put in their leaders to, you know, be straight with us and tell us what the threat is and we'll respond. And instead, they've manufactured a threat. They've exaggerated the threat. And in the course of it, they convince members of Congress and the public and the media to go along with it. And now we're caught in a very difficult situation in Iraq. And again, we've got men and women who are dead, and they're not coming back. And there are 17,000 others who have been grievously wounded. So there must be accountability.
Coming up on 7:13 here, 13 minutes after 7 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Larry Johnson on the line, former intelligence officer at the CIA. How do you think the people you work with feel about this?
Well, they're starting. There's, I think, a little sense of relief now that the truth is starting to come out. Because remember, over the last 3 years, the line that's been fed to the average listener of radio and watcher of television is that it was an intelligence failure, the failed intelligence community. So, you know, it was tough to get up and go to work in the morning realizing that you're part of a failed operation, even though they knew that on these critical issues, they told the president, no, Mr. President, that's not true. And instead of the president saying, okay, or at least acknowledging that, well, the intelligence community believed this, but I didn't buy it. I wanted to do something different. Instead, the president has tried to have it both ways. He wanted to blame the intelligence community as failures when they were, in fact, telling the truth. And then he wanted to go on and do what he's done. So I think there's a growing sense of vindication, but there's also, I think, a sense of dismay because, you know, all of this has put America at risk. It's made us less safe, and it's really weakened our position overseas. And it's the kind of thing that's sown some seeds that when they come to fruition in 2 or 3 years, we're not going to be happy with what's being produced.
Now there's this story out about the Bush administration is talking about a possible strike on Iran, even using a nuclear bunker busters. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that the friends I have in the intelligence community, who I was talking to more than a year and a half ago, were quite concerned with this agitation for a military strike that the Pentagon was pushing, and they were quite concerned about it, fearful that it was going to again get us into another war that these guys had not thought their way through. And so I think it's good that this is coming out, that the American people again can be alerted to what these guys are contemplating, because they have a tendency to live in a fantasy world where they can go out and attack other countries and hope that everything will turn out right. And unfortunately, the world just doesn't work that way. So I think this is, I guess I welcome it as a development, but it's unfortunate. It really underscores that the Bush administration has learned absolutely nothing from its misadventure in Iraq.
It shocks me that they would even consider doing this and getting involved in Iran when they're having so much trouble next door in Iraq.
Yeah, no, yeah. As I said, you would think that the learning curve on this, they'd say, okay, well, that didn't work out too well. Let's change what we do. But instead, it's just the opposite. They're insisting that they know what they're doing, and therefore they don't have to adjust anything. It's just press forward. There are people within this administration right now who genuinely believe that if they go into Iran, that the people of Iran will rise up, will dance in the streets, and that they will welcome us as liberators. They tried that route in Iraq, and it didn't pan out. And so now they're talking about doing that in Iran, and the same problems we face in Iraq exist in Iran, only much greater, because there it is a country that's about three times the size of Iraq.
Well, General Anthony Zinni warned that this would be very difficult, that we shouldn't fool ourselves to think that it would just be a strike and then it would be over with. He said the Iranians will retaliate. They have a ton of possibilities to do that, and our troops are stuck over there in Iraq. They've also got oil and gas in the region that could be interrupted. They could attack Israel. Why does this administration think that it can get away with causing all of this instability in the area?
Well, part of the reason is they're just not sitting down and talking to people who know what they're talking about. I mean, I've Pat Lang, a retired Army colonel who set up the Arabic program at West Point, and I have just we published an article earlier this month in the National Interest Journal that specifically examines what are the various military options are. And at the end of the day, there really aren't any good military options for us going into this. And at the same time, we face the potential that Iraq can turn on a terrorist strike team through Hezbollah that has worldwide capabilities. And we're not prepared for the real damage that could be done to us.
Do you think this president and the people around him are reckless?
Oh, yeah. No, I think they've decided, and Bush has said it many times, that he's got good instincts. So he goes on his instincts instead of going on fact. And, you know, maybe instincts is okay if you're out playing, poker or roulette at a casino and you're not blowing the family's bread money. But, you know, when you're putting the nation's security at risk just because you think you got a hunch, you know, that's crazy. And we're really, you know, we've now got some, I think very objective data over the last several years of what this kind of attitude has produced. And it's put us more at risk. It hasn't made us safer. It's made life here more dangerous.
Larry, thank you. Appreciate you being on the program again this morning, and can't wait to have you back on again.
Thanks for having me.
All right. There's Larry Johnson. He's a former intelligence officer at the CIA, where he worked with Joseph Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame. He served as deputy director of the U.S. State Department Office of Counterterrorism from 1989 to 1993. He is now CEO and co-founder of Berg Associates, an international business consulting firm. Man, this White House, though, you know what? They're determined to go do this. And I know that the number one story on most people's minds, and we'll get into it coming up here, is all of the illegal immigration problems, the demonstrations today for immigrants' rights. If you want to line up and talk about this, okay with me. 303-713-7600. But, man, you keep an eye on this Iranian story. This administration, there's something critically wrong at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I don't think you need me to tell you that. But these guys are going to get us into something else again that we're not going to be able to handle. And I don't know what their overwhelming itch or desire or reasoning is to want to start this when we still are stuck in this situation in Iraq. I just don't get it. Hey, you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica. All you got to do is sign up now at am760.net, plus plenty of other fabulous prizes, just like Cassandra Wright did of Loveland. She won $500 cash last hour, and you can win, too, from am760.net. Glad you're here.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Definitely seeing a busy ride this morning, southbound I-25. Running heavy from 104th right into downtown. Now we're bunching up in both directions through T-Rex. Turnpike looking at brake lights eastbound from Federal on over in Commerce City. Seeing the usual slowing eastbound I-270 from I-76 over towards Vasquez. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue. Seeing a slow go for you from Sheridan over towards I-25. Now around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all stacking up. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, South Boulder Road, and Belmont. Up highways, we are dealing with police activity this morning. That's closed down westbound Alameda right at Colorado Boulevard. On to the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Sunny and warm. Highs in the 70s. We're at 50 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the Home Depot, you can get special financing when you buy select, installed, Trane high-efficiency cooling and heating equipment. For more information or how to get your special financing, call 800-79-DEPOT today. That's 800-79-DEPOT. Visit HomeDepot.com for license numbers and details.
Get it done a better way.
Do you have a home improvement project, any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber. Need a new roof? Clean the carpets? Whatever the job, call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Call right now, 303-660-9669, 660-9669, or visit callbestinclass.com.
7:21, 21 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll go to your calls about Iran and illegal immigration at 303-713-7600 coming up. Another hour of fantastic buying power now out of Rocky's Autos as they switch their summer hours Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But if you come a little bit after 9, you'll be fine. They'll take care of you. And Rockies has got their matching down incentive going on right now up to $1,500, which means that you put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you've got $3,000. And Rockies has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. I mean, they got some great-looking vehicles out there, over 500 vehicles out there. And the matching down incentive, you just can't lose. And great people out there to help you out, too, like the Alshire brothers and just a lot of good folks working out there who are dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. And they'll give you Carfax absolutely free. A lot of dealerships charge for that. Carfax will tell you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about ready to buy. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And you can see Rocky's Auto's selection and their commercials and their business philosophy. You can do that online at Rocky's Auto's. .com. They've been a business since 1982, family-owned and operated, so they're going on about 25 years of serving the Front Range. Mary and I have been buying there since 96, and you know what? We send all our friends there, too, and I want to send you there. Rocky's Autos, great folks, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Top three reasons I'm going to have my best lawn ever this year. Number three, every blade of grass yearns to be green. Number two, I want to be considered for the next open groundskeeper position in Major League Baseball. And the number one reason? Thanks to the Home Depot, I know my fertilizers.
Now through April 16th, save up to $4 per bag on Vigoro weed and feed products. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. Availability varies by market. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Are you tired of always being the wingman but never the man? Will you ever be the one who gets the girl who has it all? Yes, Match.com has created a new free online dating starter kit that can help you change your life. Every day, over 200,000 women log on to Match.com, and our starter kit lays out a proven plan for you to meet them, then ace the date. Give your love life a huge kickstart with our new starter kit. For a limited time, yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 724, 24 minutes after 7. High today, 80, mostly sunny skies. All right, the Iran story is big out there. The other big story is organizers estimate up to 2 million supporters will participate in more than 100 activities today across the country, including Denver, to push for fair immigration policies to reflect the contributions of illegal immigrants. This is a certainly grassroots-led event. There are hundreds of cities across the country that are having this happen, said Avril Smith, a spokesman for the National Capital Immigration Coalition, a Washington, D.C.-based group that developed the National Day of Action concept to help organize rallies across the U.S. We're calling on Congress to pass a comprehensive reform that makes our country more secure and raises the standards for all working people in the country. In Denver, a candlelight vigil is scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight at Sloan's Lake, according to Juliet Quinonez, 19, who has promoted the event on a bilingual radio station, which is owned by this company, by the way, Mega 95.7 FM. The vigil is to remember those who have died crossing the border, and also two student organizations at the University of Colorado Boulder are hosting an immigration rally to honor the contributors, or the contributions, rather, of immigrants. That's at 12:30 this afternoon at the corner of Baseline Road and 27th Way. Smith said the National Capital Immigration Coalition, which is made up of smaller businesses and nonprofit organizations, religious groups, and immigrant rights groups, was created in March after thousands of immigrant supporters took to the streets to oppose House Resolution 4437. That bill would make people felons who are in the country illegally, as well as those who assist them. It's unworkable and it's unrealistic, Smith said. Congress needs to take to talk about a solution for millions of undocumented workers that are already here. Smith said rallies across the country include 500,000 people who protested in Los Angeles, 50,000 in Denver, and thousands of others across the country. And look at the phones. The phones just go crazy over this. I mean, I said this in the 6 o'clock hour. I'll say it again. I mean, this topic is becoming like, you know, like abortion or gun control, or when I worked in Chicago, you could do race, and you could do race every single night. When I worked there and people would call, so I used to try to limit the amount of what I would do. There's no doubt about it that, you know, top-of-the-mind awareness that all of us, and we've been talking about it on the air here now for the last 2 weeks, that all of us are debating this, that all of us are trying to figure out what the right way out is, that all of us have differing views on it. I get all kinds of email about it, some of it nasty and snarky, some of it well-meaning. Everybody seems to have an opinion about it. We don't seem to have any concrete answer as to how to deal with any of this. I keep saying it over and over again, and I'll say it again, that if we would just cool down a little bit here, we could figure this out, and we could figure out how to deal with it. People are on, you know, that people are just angry over all kinds of different aspects of this topic, including, you know, call them undocumented immigrants. Why are you calling them illegal aliens? And, you know, the whole, I mean, it's into using terms. Some of the anti-immigration feeling is rooted in racism. I have gotten, you know, what I would classify as just plain out racist emails from people about immigrants. both legal and illegal, by the way. And the whole flag flap. Thank God to Bill Johnson of the Rocky Mountain News, whose Saturday column hit it right on the nail right on the head about that whole thing, about the whole thing of this, you know, patriotism and trying to accuse the, you know, the principals of the school of being non-patriotic when what they were trying to do was they were just trying to make sure that nobody got hurt. And if somebody had gotten hurt in one of those things, one of the students had gotten into a confrontation and one of them had got hurt, the same media would be going, you know, absolutely out of their frickin' minds on top of the school principals for not having done anything about it. Now, you know, the Republicans can't use this immigration thing as a wedge issue, I don't think, because they themselves are divided over it and can't come up with any kind of an answer. And you've got the Tancredo wing of the, you know, Republican Party that wants, I guess, to turn all illegal aliens into felons and wants to build this wall. You've got the more moderate and business-oriented wing of the Republican Party, so they're split in half. And this thing is like a gigantic broiling mess. I mean, it's a mess any way you look at it. On how we're going to deal with this. And the way illegal immigrants or undocumented workers, whatever term you want to use, the way they're characterized too, is beginning to get on my nerves. That they're coming here for social services, that they're criminals, that they're this, that they're that, that they, you know, all drive with you know, outdrivers' licenses, and that I mean on and no insurance and blah 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 and on and you know something. You know something? There are Anglos and there are American citizens who drive around on expired driver's licenses, who don't have insurance for their cars. By and large, the majority of people who are here illegally are here to work, and that's exactly what they do. They work. And you know something? We have no leadership from the White House. George W. Bush's answer to this over the weekend is to blame the Democratic Party. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. I'll take your calls on this, on immigration, and also on Iran, either one of those two topics. And if you want to get in on this, I got one line open at 303-713-7600, 731, 29 in front of 8. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Busy ride around town this morning. The diagonal stacking up in both directions between Boulder and Longmont. Highway 93, Foothills Parkway and South Boulder Road are all crowded and expect about a 25-minute ride. Eastbound on the turnpike from Wadsworth over to I-25. Now on the north end, coming out of Thornton North Glen, south on I-25, we're running heavy from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex, south on 225. Slows from Parker Road on down and off the highways. Dealing with police activity, that is shut down westbound Alameda at Colorado Boulevard, so expect some serious jamming in that area. On to the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Sunny, warm, highs in the 70s. Right now, 51 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the Home Depot, you can get special financing when you buy select, installed, Trane high-efficiency cooling and heating equipment. For more information...
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons? Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
888-401-AUTO.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, let's forget immigration and Iran. Let's just play Led Zeppelin all morning. 7:34, 26 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 80. AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know what else I'm wondering about this whole immigration situation, about the whole topic? And you can also talk about Iran. You can throw that in there, too, about the this irrational administration's desire to provoke another confrontation. You know what? Who's going to get hurt at the ballot box in November over this immigration situation? An AP Ipso poll shows that immigration has now risen to be the third most concerning topic to most Americans. Number one, of course, being the war in Iraq. Number two being the economy. This one comes in at number three, immigration. And it certainly lights the phones up here. And I'm sure it lights the phones up on all the right-wing talk stations, too, with all of the knuckle-dragging Eurocentric callers. Because you know something? If you think about this, I was talking to somebody about this over the weekend. If you think about this, okay, who are the only people who really have a right to insist they were here first? Your ancestors? My ancestors? Who? Native Americans. So now we're operating under this philosophy of, well, okay, we got here, we're here, now too bad, shut the door. Nobody else can come in. Unless you go through mounds of paperwork. Meanwhile, the rest of us all snuck in here. Now, I'm not saying we all did, but I'm saying many of us did. Many of our grandparents, grandparents, or however far you go back, many of us snuck in here. There was a story in the New York Times over the weekend about this ship that had had brought these Chinese had immigrants over and had run aground, I guess. And what had happened to all of them and how they had these varying, they were in these varying, differing situations as far as their immigration status goes, and about how one guy, one Chinese guy, begged not to be deported because he would be sterilized, and the court thought it was a subjective comment on his part. So they deported him back to China. He was arrested by the police, beaten and sterilized because his family had too many babies. I don't know. The whole thing is a mess. All right, let's get on the phones here. We're going to Matt in Longmont. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hey, good to talk to you. Hey, I think these two subjects are related, Iran and the immigration thing. And I believe, you know, once again, when you touch on immigration, there's so many different aspects and so many different ways to look at things the way they are. And the way they should be or how we should handle it, and it is. It's a big issue now. And I think it's tied because the president he wants something to happen with immigration. He wants things to go his way. What exactly it is not too clear, but I think the Trump card here
And he's been willing to, is going to use it, I think, since the last election, it's been in the back burner, is Iran. And that's the whole thing. We're closing in on elections. And what better way to get whatever you want than, bam, make this war bigger and huger. And then it just trumps everything. You know, you'll have to pass my immigration bill because we're at war with Iran now. And I think another thing is poll numbers are down. That's another thing. Hey, everybody will be on my side. We're in a bigger war now.
You think that'll work? You think the American people would stand for us getting entangled in Iran, too? You think that would boost his poll numbers or put him in a worse position?
Well, you know, I think what it is like a case of if you go into a major, another theater of war operations, you know, all of a sudden people are just going to have to band on his wagon because, and I think he knows that because it's worked in the past. It's got him a lot reelected, wrapping your flag in security. And what better way? He comes on TV and says, I've had to launch a preemptive strike against Iran. We are in war with Iran now. I need soldiers to volunteer now. I mean, it helps fill the ranks. You get a lot of, you know, 18, 19-year-olds that get caught up in the gung-ho fighting for their country thing. They'll sign up and go. It's if you point the way towards war, kind of funny, but throughout history, countries go along with it. I mean,
I don't know, man. I don't know if that would work this time. I just don't know if people would buy this. I don't know if they would go along with it. I'm not sure that it would work. And certainly the outcome of it would be worse than the initial going and doing it. It would have big ramifications. I don't know that it could boost his poll numbers. And I don't know that if his poll numbers can't be boosted because his credibility has been shot, I just don't know if it'll work. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.
And it's
something to entertain, something to think about there, you know, whether going into Iran would change things or not. 303-713-7600, two open lines. We're talking about that and also about immigration. Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Two things, Jay. Firstly, on this immigration issue, disheartens me about the liberal people in the political spectrum, and I consider myself most certainly left of center, is many of the liberals keep going back as if it's 1900s and making excuses for using the word, they can't even use the word, but illegal. Somebody back in the 1900s got in here illegal. Somebody back in the 1900s immigrated. So therefore, nothing has changed in 100 years. Let everybody in. And this
all
is
right,
what...
All right, hold on a second. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Name me one predominantly outspoken liberal that is on the national scene that has advocated letting everybody in.
No, there you went and twisted my word.
No, I didn't. I just said exactly what you said.
Hang on a minute. Can I finish? Okay, let me finish. Hopefully you understood a little bit of sarcasm in there when I said let everybody in. What I said, let me do it clearly again.
Yeah, let's backpedal.
Yeah, that's fine. And I won't use that because I don't think you understood the sarcasm. What we have right now is not 1900. What we have in the 1900s, when I believe we needed labor, we invited labor. I'm sure there were some illegals. Most came here legally. Most came here and assimilated. This is not the 1900s, and we cannot justify millions who have come across, continue to break the law, as if it's the 1900s, and we say they did it then, they can do it now.
Who's saying that? Name me one prominent leader, on the left who's making that statement.
Hang on.
No, don't hang on. You know what? You keep making these statements, and then I keep asking you, okay, fine.
You
know what?
It.
No, I didn't say that. That's not what I said. No, that's absolutely not what I said.
Yay.
No,
hang
Steve,
on a minute.
That's not what I said.
Well, you don't give me, you try to run
over. I'm not trying to run over you. I'm trying to get you to own up to what you're saying, because you know what you're not going to do? Let me tell you what you're not going to do. Or nobody else is going to get on here and make statements like you're making, and then not belly up to the bar and tell me where you're getting them from.
I am. Let me tell you what I believe you just said. You tell me where I'm wrong, okay? Can we do that? You indicated just 10 minutes ago that you said sneaked in. We had our generation that sneaked in. Did you not say that?
No. What I said was there are people out there who make the case, and you can make the case that the only original people here on the North American continent were Native Americans, and that our ancestors, many of them, snuck in, but many of them came here legally as well. But I'm not advocating the letting people sneak in. Nowhere in any sentence or statement that I make did I say that we should open the borders, allow anybody to sneak in at any time or place. What you're doing is you're hearing what you want to hear.
Okay, and furthermore...
No, and furthermore, nothing. You're hearing what you want to hear. Now, what I want you to do is you've made several accusations about quote-unquote liberals and progressives. Now I want you to back those accusations up.
I am going to...
Back them up.
You just keep running over.
No, I'm not running over you. The thing is, you don't want to have a two-way conversation. What you want to do is you want to have a soapbox where only you speak, and that's not going to happen. Now back up what you're saying. Back it up.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. You can't back it up, can you?
I thought you hung up. I'm sorry.
I'm right here, pal. I'm right here waiting for you to back it up. And you know what? I'll fall asleep before I get an answer.
Over the weekend, and these are not prominent, these are the people in the grassroots movement of... the demonstrations that are going on. There is not one speech that I did that I've not heard a speech that didn't include this is this is an open country, we welcome immigration, blah blah blah. They will not address illegal. We no doubt have quotas on immigration.
All right, who made the speech and what grassroots organization?
Everyone.
Who's everyone? Just name one. I don't need everybody, I just need one.
Thanks for running over me.
No, I'm not running over you. I'm asking you a question because so far in the history of this 5 minutes, you get to answer anything.
When I listened to the speeches 2 weeks
what
ago,
Who?
In Los Angeles with the leaders out there, and that's exactly what they were pinpointing, that this is a nation of immigration and on, as if we needed all these folks in here. And I hear your callers, many of your callers calling up and use that same argument. You have never heard that? You've never heard any of your callers?
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Secondly,
On any issue,
I'll give you a name. Can I give you a name?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This person happens to, and by the way, he's a very prominent person, even though he's deceased, Cesar Chavez. Hang on a minute. Can you hold on?
You know what? Here's what's going to happen, Pally Boy. I'm going to hold on for about 45 seconds, and then you're going to go to the phone zone.
Okay, good.
Because I'm tired of getting danced around here.
He was totally against illegal immigration because the union he built was being destroyed and has been destroyed by that. You can deny that? Go ahead, deny that.
Why would I deny that? We weren't talking about Cesar Chavez. What you were talking about is, boy, I wish I could play this call back. From the very beginning of this call, you were making claims that progressives and liberals had made these statements. I asked you to back them up. You couldn't name any names. Now you're.
Ever seen one of those huge fishing nets that trawlers drag across the ocean? If you have, it'll remind you of the Denver Business Journal. The journal gathers stories from every corner of the Denver business world and gives you an index of names and companies on the move that you can skim in just 5 minutes every Friday, so you always know how to swim with the big fish in Denver. Call 303-837-3500 today and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Resources results 303-861-2111 or on the web at CSBT.com. That's CSBT.com.
AM760 listener Jim Ball.
Well, hey, Jay.
Hey, you're a winner, man.
Well, thanks.
First prize you get is breakfast with me and Al Franken from AM760 Progressive Talk.
Excellent.
And then your name goes in for the drawing for the grand prize, this eco trip to Costa Rica. How about it?
I've always wanted to go to Costa Rica.
Well, you should say you've always wanted to go to breakfast with Al Franken and me.
That's a given. I can't wait.
You want to be our next winner? It's easy. Every weekday we're giving away great prizes, and all our daily winners will have a chance to win the eco trip. Sign up now at AM760.net.
Top 3 three reasons I'm going to have my best lawn ever this year. Number three, every blade of grass yearns to be green. Number two, I want to be considered for the next open groundskeeper position in Major League Baseball. And the number one reason, thanks to the Home Depot, I know my fertilizers.
Now through April 16th, save up to $4 per bag on Vigoro weed and feed products. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. Availability varies by market. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
In 1997, Genia Lamonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, Genia's doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick, it wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Dear John Deere, I just love my new John Deere 100 Series riding mower. I was positively thrilled when I felt the added performance of that exclusive John Deere engine powered by Briggs & Stratton. And when I saw how great my lawn looked, I got so excited I mowed every lawn on the block. And now we just have to figure out who wins the Yard of the Month award. All the best, Hank.
Find a retailer near you or check out the new 100 Series at JohnDeere.com today.
Get your smile on.
There's nothing like fresh roasted turkey and succulent ripe tomatoes to get me excited about a sandwich. But there is one thing that can make me want it even more. The delicious taste and crispy crunch of baked Lay's potato crisps. A sandwich and baked Lay's. I think I'm in love.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Get the classic taste of Lay's potato chips and a toasted sub today at Subway restaurants.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too. So no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 751, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 80. J. Marvin, my pyloric valve throbbing. This one took me another, diazepam. I got to calm down. But you know, when you call me and start this stuff about how liberals and progressives say this and say that, and then I ask you, well, name me one, and then you don't give me a name, it's like, come on. You make a statement, try to back it up at least, and then bring in Cesar Chavez? Cesar Chavez is 6 feet under, and has been dead for a long time. You know one of the things I don't hear in this whole immigration debate? Is a raising of the minimum wage. If everybody is so concerned about Americans not getting jobs because illegal immigrants or undocumented workers are taking those jobs, why don't we have a national debate about raising the minimum wage, which hasn't been touched since 1997? What is it, sitting at like $5.15 an hour? This is who really gets hurt by this. The working poor gets hurt, and the business community makes out like bandits. But yet you can't get any discussion about this. You know, Tom Tancredo says nothing about raising the minimum wage. Or at least if he has, I've never heard him say anything about it. I'd like to ask him about that. Let's go to Barbara in Fort Collins. Barbara, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Jay. And I promise I won't raise your blood pressure.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead. It's good for me every once in a while.
I just want to give you my feedback as far as I've listened to your show for quite a long time. I've been here. I moved here from Canada. And I want to give you my experience of immigration and my perspective because I've had to do it the legal way. And there is, I think, a perspective that comes to mind that why people, whether it be from Canada or Mexico, why they go the route of illegal, because it costs a lot of money, and they don't have the kind of money. I'm a working professional, and it's cost me quite a bit of time and expense just to fill out all the paperwork and to even understand what I'm filling out. So people don't know just how much paperwork is involved. My process started in August 2004, and I just recently got married. So I had to get permission to get married from the U.S. government. And then once I got here, they intimidated me at the border and said, if you don't leave in 90 days and don't get married, we're going to come get you. So they kind of make you feel really uncomfortable. And it's not very welcoming when you think you're the neighbor. So it's a different perspective, and even now, it costs, like I wasn't working when I arrived last April up until I finally got my work visa just recently. I mean, I can't believe how expensive it would be for people that can't work. How do they do it? I mean, it must be
most of these people, most people who come across the border, they're coming here to work.
Yeah.
They don't have any money. They leave their own country because there's no work there. The point you're bringing up is very rarely ever mentioned about how expensive it is to go ahead and do it legally.
Yes, exactly. And I know two other people I work with, one from Sweden and one from Mexico. They all went through the same thing. It's now been 5 years for them. They finally got their permanent resident card. I mean, it takes so long, and it costs so much money. I mean, I've spent at least $5,000 doing this, minimum. So how do regular people do it? I mean, I didn't realize that the minimum wage was so bad.
Oh, yeah, it's $5.15, I believe, is the minimum wage. It hasn't been raised since 1997, and the reason you don't realize that it's so bad is because in all of these discussions, nobody talks about raising the minimum wage. Nobody talks about who's going to get hurt the worst in this, which is the working poor in this country gets hurt by this. Nicholas Kristof had a great little op-ed column yesterday in the New York Times about this very subject, about the idea that it's inherently unfair to operate on the assumption that, my grandparents or my grandparents' parents got in, and now the door is shut, you can't get in. But he said that undocumented workers or illegal immigrants, the people that they really harm the most are the working poor in this country. And you get these people from the right who are screaming about it's taking Americans' jobs and blah, 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 and they're on and on. They're screaming about all this crap. But they don't talk word one about raising the minimum wage. They have nothing to say about that, which to me renders their argument disingenuous.
Yeah. And the other thing that's for this Patriot Act really was a pain in the butt for me because I couldn't even open a bank account here. Like, I walked to a bank, and I couldn't open a bank account until I had a Social Security number, whereas in Canada, you can. I mean, there's so many different rules, and it was just I was butting up every time to a problem. And it sure makes it difficult. And
what's your status now? Are you legal now?
I am a alien in waiting. What that means is that I've sent in my adjustment of status. I have a work authorization, but it takes them 16 to 18 months to get me a conditional residency. So I'm kind of in the, in between. And I'm not allowed to leave the United States either. They restrict you. And a lot of people don't understand why, and it's because they're saying, well, you're abandoning your visa. So there's a lot of restrictions. So I wanted to give my opinion.
Well, I'm glad you did, Barbara, and let us know what happens. And here's hoping you get citizenship. Thank you. I appreciate the call, Barbara.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right, everybody, hang on. We'll continue this. I got one line open at 303-713-7600, this emotional tinderbox of immigration with rallies planned all over the country. And here.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Polar Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Cities across the country are expecting another day of big demonstrations supporting immigration reform. In Orlando, Sister Ann Kendrick says the rallies around the country are making a point.
We need to make an immigration reform that is comprehensive, that is not just punitive, that is not just punishing and closing the door and putting a bigger wall and putting more police.
President Bush, Democrats, some Senate Republicans, and business groups all support allowing illegal immigrants to become guest workers. But Republican Congressman Tancredo of Colorado says that just won't fly in the House.
Any bill that has an amnesty in it will probably have a very tough time sledding in the House of Representatives.
The jury that has to decide the fate of self-proclaimed 9/11 terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui is getting back to work. CBS's Barry Bagnato is at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia.
Prosecutors continue presenting gut-wrenching accounts of the personal devastation caused by the September 11th attacks, focusing first on the World Trade Center and next on the Pentagon and the field in southern Pennsylvania where United Flight 93 went down. The dramatic cockpit voice recorder tape from that flight will likely be played this week. The government is trying to show what Moussaoui could have prevented had he told the truth to the FBI 1 month before the 9/11 attacks. When the defense takes its turn, it will argue Moussaoui is mentally ill and should not be made a martyr for Al-Qaeda. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Alexandria, Virginia.
A look at the latest reenlistment figure shows the Army is ahead of its goal for the year. USA Today reports that 2 out of 3 eligible soldiers are re-upping. Defense analyst Charles Henning at the Congressional Research Service says that's more than he'd expect at this point in the war.
It would be initially expected, but we have 3 years now in Iraq, and I think the fact that retention remains relatively vibrant for the military speaks well.
But the New York Times reports that young officers are leaving at what it calls an alarming rate as soon as they can. Bowing to pressure from unions and students, French President Jacques Chirac is dumping a law that would have made it easier to fire young workers, in effect forcing Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin to swallow a cup of gall.
Our responsibility is to prepare the future of our young people, and I hope that we'd be able to find a way to go forward. Thank you very much.
Villepin argued the law would encourage employers to hire more young people, trimming a youth unemployment rate of more than 20%. Well, Italian voters may be ready for a change. Two exit polls show Prime Minister Berlusconi's conservatives trailing a center-left coalition led by former Prime Minister Romano Prodi. Here at home, ABC Television says it plans to make Desperate Housewives Lost alias and Commander-in-Chief available for online viewing free beginning next month. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is up 18 points. NASDAQ is down 3. This is CBS News.
The Royal Bank of Scotland Group presents the Masters Player of the Day.
Phil Mickelson took a lot of the drama out of the back nine in the final round with a superb performance. He came to the 18th green with a three-shot lead. He would wind up with a bogey, his only one of the day, and a final round 3-under par 69. Lefty finished 7-under par for a two-shot win. He's the Masters champion for the second time. Brought to you by the Royal Bank of Scotland Group. Make it happen.
Another Masters moment. It's 1986 and Jack Nicklaus answers his critics and returns to the leaderboard at the age of 46. At the par 3 16th, Jack fires an iron at the flag. He never looked up, just bent down, retrieved his tee, and smiled. The ball nestled 4 feet from the pin, a moment no one will ever forget.
The Royal Bank of Scotland Group knows that success means hanging in there, even when everyone thinks it's impossible. RBS, make it happen.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Denver Nuggets rookie Julius Hodge is out of the hospital after being shot several times in the leg early Saturday while driving on I-76. Hodge's friend flagged down Good Samaritans just after 2 a.m. Saturday and took him to the hospital. Adams County deputies say they're working on several tips of the shooting but haven't made any arrests yet. Hodge is expected to make a full recovery and could be back on the court in a couple of weeks. About 2 million Americans are fighting back today. Counter-protests across the nation pale in comparison, though, to the tens of thousands that will be marching in support of illegal aliens. Up to 10,000 strong will be in Dallas today.
Politicians who don't have the guts to enforce even the current laws, then we're just corrupting the United States from within.
And in Tucson, a Mexican flag burned at the consulate office there yesterday. Many Americans are outraged that millions of illegals are living in our country. More rallies are planned this week, including here in Colorado, one up at CU. There was one yesterday in Pueblo, and there'll be a candlelight vigil later tonight in Denver. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. We are busy around town. Have a crash working now. Boulderbound on the diagonal right around IBM. Highway 93, Foothills Parkway and South Boulder Road. They are all crowded and expect about a 25-minute ride eastbound on the turnpike from Wadsworth over towards I-25. Stop on 225, jams the crash tight up the right lane near Alameda. Get by that, and we're slow from Parker Road into the Tech Center and on the north end. Stop on I-25, running heavy from 104th into downtown, and we're slow in both directions through T-Rex. Had police activity at Alameda and Colorado Boulevard. That has been wrapped up, so all roads have reopened. So that's some good news. Still seeing some slowing in that area. On to the forecast. Going to be nice today. Sunny, warm, highs in the 70s right now, 52 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tonight on Altitude, the Denver Nuggets are in Portland to take on the Trailblazers. Coverage begins at 7:30 with
quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shock Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
About Jace. Smoke a couple of butts. All right, 303-713-7600. The Alabama Federation of Republican Women wants to take away the citizenship of babies born to illegal immigrants in the United States, and the group is using baby dolls to make the point. The members have dressed dolls with handmade oil cloth bibs, proclaiming $118 billion anchor baby. The figure illustrates an estimate of the annual cost to provide government services such as food, education, and health care to these families, according to the group's research. Any child born on American soil is automatically a U.S. citizen under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. To change that, a bill to amend the Constitution would have to pass by a two-thirds majority in the House and the Senate and then be presented to the states for approval. Those U.S.-born babies are sometimes called anchors for their role in securing an illegal immigrant's family, their stay in the country. However, the babies don't mean automatic citizenship for the parents. Let's get back on the telephones here, and we go to Gene in Lakewood. Gene, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay, this comprehensive bill, you know, that the Republicans are saying the Democrats sank it, and the Democrats are saying the Republicans sank it, and who knows what's really at risk here. The point is this. The issue is simple. You must control the border first. And you're going to have to, if you have a comprehensive bill, how do you know that Bush, would you trust Bush to not cripple that part of the bill that enforces control of the border? Would you trust him?
Well, I don't trust.
Right.
I don't trust him. I don't trust the Republican Congress, Republican-controlled Congress, to do the right thing on the border to begin with, because what you need there is you need manpower and woman power. You need technology. It costs money. And look at the amounts of money that they have spent and have given to their, you know, no-bid contract friends revolving around this Iraq war. It's astronomical.
Well, we know that. We know that. And we know we were lied into war, and we also know, or at least there are some significant voices out there who think that he's about to lead us into a war in Iran in order to save the election that's coming up.
Well, all right, so the simple shortcut answer to what you're saying is, no, I don't trust him, and I don't trust the Republican majority in Congress to do the right thing when it comes to securing the borders.
Well, and here's the problem then, okay? Suppose they pass this bill. Suppose they get it by, all right? And suppose that what I say happens, okay, that we're deluded and screwed over by the White House when it comes to enforcement. Remember, that's one of his constitutional duties, is to enforce the laws. Am I correct?
Yeah, allegedly.
Well, okay. Well, let's put it this way. It's the constitutional duty of a president. We don't know whether or not he'll do it. And that's the whole issue here. And if they pass a law, then what will happen is we won't be able to get a decent one later on. It'll take years to get a decent one, because they'll all sit back and say, well, we did something about it. You'll have to wait and see if it works.
You know what the problem is? Let me tell you what the problem is. The problem is that this president,
is a crook.
That the Republican Party, and to some degree the Democratic Party as well, has trouble leveling with us and telling us about certain things and what it will take to get certain things done and the amount of pain that we're going to have to endure to get things done. And when you live in a society that is a representative democracy and you've got a lot of differing viewpoints that are involved in a very, very controversial question, a very complex controversial question, every side is going to have to endure a little pain to work it out, and they are not willing to come forward and confront this problem like rational adults and articulate to the public to tell you and I that, listen, regardless of where you stand on this immigration issue, you're not going to get everything you want. I mean, they do the same thing when it comes to the energy situation. They do the same thing when it comes to oil. They don't sit down and have a discussion with us and say, you know what, there's a good chance, and there's good data to support the idea, that the peak in oil production, you know, was in 1970, and that we're headed on a downhill slope, and that we're headed for disaster, and that we can't drill our way out of the situation. But they don't want to have that conversation with anybody. They don't want to say anything about it. So they pretend that things are la-di-da and they're going to just keep going the way they're going. And eventually what's going to end up happening is this stuff's all going to crash in on us.
Well, I agree with you. Let me tell you something. You know, remember Bush and this stuff about you know, fool me once. And, or,
oh,
you
yeah,
know,
sure.
You remember that. Okay, well, I know the actual saying, and but I'm not going to repeat that here. Well, we got a saying in Missouri, okay? That's where I came from. The saying is about a mule. You crack him in a, between the eyes with a 2x4, and that's to get his attention, okay? And I feel right now if we divorce these different issues and put the one about enforcing the border first, we're going to get some attention down there. Because I believe that Fox is cut from the same bolt of cloth as Georgie.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if that'll work. But you know something? Then you got to trust him to enforce it. And I definitely think we need a change in November.
We put
all right.
Forth.
Thanks, Gene. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Phil in Denver. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Gene, how are you doing?
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good. I've been listening to your show pretty much since the beginning. So
thanks, man. I appreciate that.
I'm signed up.
So. You're the man. I hope you get in on this contest, brother.
Love to do it. I have one point to make, but I... couple of your, and you've had some great calls while I've been waiting, but your lady that called in from Canada made me think of two things. Number one, if it takes that long for somebody to become legal, which is, seems to be everybody's sticking point on the Tancredo side, what employer that's hiring these people is going to wait that long for that person to become legal?
Not going to.
And, you know, we can build a wall 100 miles high, but if there's a... if there's a job on the other side that's 10 times better than where they are, they're going to come. And, I mean, people are already risking death coming across the desert, and so we think a wall is going to prevent that. And I, you know, as long as there's economic opportunity for these people, they're going to be here, and we need to figure out a way to make it work for both them and for us. And I think your point about the minimum wage is very valid. And the other point is you have to make the people – we have to figure out a streamlined way to make these people legitimate in our legal system and have them give them the ability to earn citizenship down the road so that we can, you know, track them and verify them so that they will earn the minimum wage that you're talking about. Because you know, that would go a long way towards, you know, towards helping this situation. But the other thing I want to make, I've listened to you for a long time and you've had a point about wanting the United States government to put pressure on the Mexican government to clean up their situation so there isn't such pressure for their people to come to the United States, which I agree with. But when you look at, you know, this leadership, the Republican leadership, and with Bush, you know, they, I think, look at the Mexican economy and the Mexican system as a model they'd like to take the United States toward. They like the consolidation of wealth. If you look at...
Oh, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think you're hitting it directly on the nail on the head. You're 100% correct. You know what? You're 100%. You know what they want? They want another Gilded Age.
Absolutely. Yeah. They want us desperate, just as desperate as the people coming across the border. They have no interest in helping the people come across the border. They want to make us, who are living and working in the United States, more like them. And that's another reason why there needs to be change in November. People need to start understanding that. Elections have consequences, and these are them. These are those consequences.
You know what? I agree 100%. I'll tell you, I read a marvelous book over the weekend, and we're going to have the two authors on this program in the coming weeks. It's called Crashing the Gates. It's by the two guys. One of them founded the blog Daily Kos, and the other one has mydd.com, I think. Jerome, I can't think of his last name. And the other guy's got like a really, Zuniga is his last name. And I urge everybody to read that book and to read about online activism and about getting involved and getting plugged in, because you're right. You know what? And you know, they make a case in this book, and this is true. And I'll tell you something. I encounter this problem on an everyday basis here. That there are so many constituency issued groups involved on the left and involved in the Democratic Party that they are crippling our election efforts at the ballot box because they are fighting over all of these little scraps and are causing these problems. And what we've got to do is we've got to realize that the only way to make things work and the only way for us to win in November is, you know something? We have got to give a little, to get a little, and you just got to read the book. I mean, there's just so There's so much in that book that is so important, and it just characterizes, you know, all this. We have a tendency to eat our own, all this infighting. Right. And you're right about this, man. If we don't turn this situation around, it's going to get a lot worse than it is now. Phil, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Love the show, Jay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Phil. I mean, you know, read this book, Crashing the Gates. I mean, you got to read this book because you know what? We're all guilty of what they're talking about in this book, about this constituency-driven politics, and we have got, boy, you know, just don't get me started. And I get these things from people about, well, what about voting machines and all of that? Then you know what? If you're listening to me online and you're in another state, get involved in the efforts to make sure there are verifiable paper ballots. Just don't complain about it. And you know what? If you're here in Colorado and you want to change, then get involved. Do whatever you can. Give Bill Ritter $25. Give him $50. Give Angie Piccioni $50. Give Bill Winter $50. Let's run decent campaigns in the state, and let's move for change, not only here in Colorado, but nationwide. Okay, I'm off my soapbox. I really am. That's where I really live, though. We really got to get change here. 8:19, 19 minutes after 8, AM 760.
Do the herbs in Kaito Gold really help you lose weight? Here's an actual customer.
As soon as I started taking them, I stopped gaining weight and started losing weight. I didn't change my diet at all.
And Kaito Gold can help you, too, with fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. I'm Tom Martino with this special for you. Buy 3 bottles, get 3 free with free shipping. Call 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused. Flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
They're friends of mine. I'm proud to call them my friends. Mary and I have been buying automobiles from them since 1996. We've been sending our friends there. You know what? They're just good people. They'll show you Carfax, tells you everything you need to know about the automobile you're going to buy, and they don't charge you for that. A lot of dealerships do. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rockies goes the extra mile to make sure that you're happy. And you know what? It's a good place to get the most bang for your buck. Mary and I have had nothing but great success there. Mary just recently, a couple of months ago now, got a car there, a wonderful gas saver, and she loves this car to death, and she got it at Rockies. So you know what? Get on out to Rockies and see my friends out there. They're open Monday through Saturday, once again, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Been in business since 1982. Check them out on the Internet, RockiesAutos.com. You can see their TV commercials on there, and you can look at the inventory and check out their business philosophy, or get out and see them in person. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Ask for my friends out there, the Alshear Brothers, Tom and Marv, and they'll definitely take care of you.
Top 3 reasons I'm going to have my best lawn ever this year. Number 3, every blade of grass yearns to be green. Number 2, I want to be considered for the next open groundskeeper position in Major League Baseball. And the number 1 reason, thanks to the Home Depot, I know my fertilizers.
Now through April 16th, save up to $4 per bag on Vigoro weed and feed products. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Valid in U.S. only. Availability varies by market. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Are you tired of always being the wingman but never the man? Will you ever be the one who gets the girl who has it all? Yes! Match.com has created a new free online dating starter kit that can help you change your life. Every day, over 200,000 women log on to Match.com, and our starter kit lays out a proven plan for you to meet them, then ace the date. Give your love life a huge kickstart with our new starter kit. For a limited time, yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 823, 23 minutes after 8. High today up to 80 under sunny skies. Don't forget to sign up for that chance to win that trip to Costa Rica, the Eco trip to Crocodile Bay Lodge. Sign up at am760.net. One line open at 303-713-7600. Immigration rallies all across the country today. And your take on this tinderbox subject. Let's go to Ellen in Homer Glen. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. I'm enjoying your show this morning. I'm listening to you online. I like it when you fill in for some of the local talent out here at WCPT. So
I figured I'd
tune in and see what you had to say this morning. I'm glad I did. The thing that I've been listening for in this debate of the last few weeks and in all the proposed legislation and everything else, and I don't hear it. I don't hear it coming from anyone, is, you know, what other group is breaking the law in this situation that we have?
Well, it'd be the employers.
That's right. That's right. And what have you heard in any of the legislation that's gone back and forth, the proposals, about punishing them?
Virtually nothing.
Nothing. I don't hear anything either, and yet I continually hear the rhetoric that wants to vilify the immigrant population, that wants to say that they are going to get amnesty. And that story that you had a little bit ago about this Republican group and their baby dolls, and oh my gosh, I mean, I couldn't even begin to process that, what they were saying there. I'm a first-generation American. My father was an immigrant, and so this really touches me. I know the situation, why people come to this country and why they have for years. But anyway, that's what I would like to hear. I don't want to hear anymore that this is going to give amnesty to the immigrants. What these proposals all I'm hearing is that in essence it's going to give amnesty to the people that have employed them. It's going to give amnesty to the people that have created the demand, which, as your last caller spoke to, as long as there is the demand here for the labor, they are going to continue to come to fill the demand.
Well, that's right.
Basic.
That's right. You know, that's exactly right. I mean, you're not going to stop them. And the people who want to turn them into felons and want to build the wall and want to subject them to harsh treatment, they also don't want to confront reality that, okay, what are you talking about doing here? Are you talking about deporting them? If you are, the cost is estimated to be about $215 billion over a five-year period. And that's assuming if you can catch them all. You're going to have to house them, you're going to have to feed them, you're going to have to legally process them, you're going to have to pay to transport them back. You know, we don't have $215 billion. We don't have any money for anything. And one of the reasons why we don't have any money for anything is because this administration has spent a tremendous, tremendous amount of money on this war, then turned around and cut the income that the federal government can get by these ungodly tax breaks for the top, 1 to 5%, and so we don't have the money. So everybody complains about, well, we haven't got the money for this, and we don't have the money for that. No Child Left Behind. This administration shorted that program by something in the neighborhood of 30. I can't even remember, but it's a large amount of money that they shorted that program with, and they're cutting back on Pell Grants, they're cutting back on all kinds of stuff, and You know, as I said to an earlier caller, there's just no frank discussion about any of these things, about what it would cost, how to do it, how to implement it. There's no discussion.
That's right. And you know, if you understand basic economics at all, the law of supply and demand, if they simply would enforce the laws against the people that are doing the hiring to even some degree, that would cut down on the demand. That would cut down. People are not going to come here to nothing. They're not going to risk their lives. They're not going to pay coyotes thousands of dollars that they don't have to come across here if there are no jobs. So if we cut back on the demand for the jobs, that would take care of some of the immigration problem. And then also, maybe we would be able to better deal with those that are here, with those that have issues with their children are now citizens and everything. I mean, something needs to be done. To
I agree. I agree 100%. Thank you. I appreciate it, Ellen. Thank you for the
sure.
call.
You're welcome.
A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. But there's no discussion about this, about any alternatives, and where we're going to get the money for any of these alternatives. And where we're going to get the money to do anything, and I think the figure on that, No Child Left Behind, is $30 billion. There's no discussion about any of this. See, what we want to engage in the emotional touchstone of this topic, because there is an inherent sense of right and wrong in most of us, and then there's also insecurity in most of us, and this idea that we're being, and you can hear it in the sound bites that are run, that we're being quote-unquote invaded, that somehow we're being taken over. There's also a degree of racism involved in this. So there are these people out there. I mean, CNN was showing a video clip of these guys in Tucson burning this Mexican flag. How does that fix anything? What does that say? What does that symbolize? Then these same guys who are burning this Mexican flag are all going to turn around and go to the supermarket, and they're going to buy fruits and vegetables, and they were probably picked by immigrant labor. You know? There's a huge protest going on in immigration in Atlanta right now. But see, nobody wants to sit down and thrash out the painful part of all of this stuff. Nobody wants to, because you know what it is? It's easier to get people upset. It's easier to get people inflamed, and it's easier to appeal to people's base and lower instincts and insecurity than it is to have an honest-to-God discussion on how to fix this problem. It's 8:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Take more of your calls coming up. Let's get a look at Progressive traffic now with a woman who can solve all your traffic problems, and she does it non-emotionally. Here's Bailey.
At least I try. Huh. Thanks, Jay. No major issues for the ride right now, but things are busy. If you're coming out of Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, we're loaded up from Wadsworth over towards I-25. Southbound 225, seeing a slow go from Parker Road into the Tech Center and I-25. Dealing with the usual slow spots for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, Boulder Street's running heavy on Foothills Parkway, Highway 93 and 287. Crews are clear near Crash Boulderbound on the diagonal right around IBM. And the Turnpike, a little sluggish in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, checking out the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Warm, sunny, highs in the 70s. Right now we're at 52 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota service center.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech-savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Kratz and Jay Marvin of AM 760's Progressive Talk Radio for their inaugural Pat Schroeder Dinner at the Radisson Hotel, I-225 in Parker on Friday, April 14th. For details, call 303-338-1202 or on the web at arapahodems.org.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, Turk has to get his Grateful Dead in here. Okay, no matter how much I deplore it, it still has to be put in anyway. 8:34, 26 minutes away from the 9 o'clock. High today, 80. Good day to get out and spank Whitey. Or do whatever it is you want to do. Get out there and have a good time. Wonderful weather out. All right. We're stuck in the... You know what? And I'm going to do this tomorrow. I swear to you I'm going to do this tomorrow. We're stuck once again in the immigration debate. There are big rallies planned all across the country, including activities here locally in Denver. Tonight there's a candlelight vigil that's going to be going on to commemorate those who have died in the desert. And I did have it in front of me where it was going to be held. At Sloan's Lake, tomorrow, I'm going to take an hour out, and I'm going to make John Turk heavily screen the phone calls. And tomorrow, I want to talk about the liberal progressive response to the immigration problem and what it ought to be. All right, let's go back to the phones. We go to Karina in Westminster. Karina, hi, you're on AM 760. Hey. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, there's so many different directions I could go with this, you know, how it's impacted me personally and stuff like that. But the one thing that I wanted to bring up is something new that I heard Thursday evening on NPR. They were talking to a guy who was covering what might be an unexpected side effect from the guest worker program that they're talking about in Congress and stuff. And the thing of it is that if you implement it without any discrimination, in other words, that employers can import any workers that they want to, chances are they won't import Mexican workers, because according to his statistics, Mexican workers are actually at the high end of third world labor. Asians are half of Mexicans. They do Mexicans are about $10,000. Asians are half that, and Arabs are about a quarter of the $10,000. So that they're going to start importing people from the other things, and if you don't do any background checks, you know, you wind up with some dangers, and you still don't have solved the problem of the illegal immigration from Mexico. So that was kind of a rather interesting little thing that I hadn't heard of before.
No, I hadn't heard that either. But, you know, under a guest worker program, I mean, I don't think it wouldn't be that you would go about importing labor. It would be the labor that would apply. It would be, but you're right. They would have the choice of who they could hire.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the move. You'd hire the people you could get for the cheapest amount of money.
Exactly. And considering the term the corporatists, you know, they basically go for the bottom line.
Right, which you know, gets back to the Nicholas Kristof column in the New York Times yesterday about how we need to examine the fact that the working poor are the ones who get displaced and are the ones who get hurt the worst, and that if we're concerned about jobs that Americans will do, but we keep screaming they won't do them because of the pay, and if we're concerned about Americans and the working poor's ability to be able to get a job and maintain a lifestyle standard that's halfway decent, then we ought to be talking about raising the minimum wage. You know, there's something else we ought to be talking about, too. The fact that the working poor in this country who work in places that do not provide health insurance, that do not that keep their hours to a certain minimum so they don't have to provide health insurance, and don't pay them, you know, above the poverty level, say for a household of three or whatever the cases you want to use, then they too go to the taxpayers for health care and health services.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that amounts to, is that amounts to taxpayer subsidies to big corporations, yet you never hear that ever discussed either.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that whole thing that Connecticut did. And as for the working poor, me personally, I'm doing $15,000 less, and I'm a computer programmer. And the current job that I'm doing, I'm have settled with some tech doing in a language that I've been trying to get away from for 7 years. And I actually eventually won't even do the coding, because once I do the design of what the code is supposed to do, it's going to get sent to India.
Well, that's, you know what,
they're going to wind up actually writing the code.
Yeah, that's another aspect of it. Karina, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you
so
much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Call again.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Trish in Denver. Trish, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jane. First-time caller. Love your show.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
First, I have to say, with the illegal immigration, I think people seem to forget our children are directly affected by this. I know in a lot of the school districts, even in here in Denver, the money that is earmarked for special education, the special ed, the speech therapy, funds are being taken out of those programs and diverted to the Spanish-only speaking classrooms and translators for the students and their parents. This is taken away from our American children that have special needs.
But you know something? The way to look at that is you don't look at the Spanish-speaking students. They're not the cause of the problem. The cause of the problem is that we don't have enough money to allocate for all of this stuff, because we have squandered the money in other ways, and we have not fully funded education to the level that it should be. And on a federal level, this administration's record in this area is a freaking disgrace.
Then I think that the school district should go in and ask for separate funding for that, but I don't think we should take away. For example, I'm directly affected. My son has a severe speech impediment. Everyone in his speech class has been reduced to a half hour once a week. So we really need to think about that. It is affecting our American children. And yes, the argument is we can't blame the Spanish-speaking children, but in a sense we can blame their parents, because they have come here illegally. And instead of taking the initiative to learn the language of the country they so desperately want to live in, they leave that responsibility upon the American people to pay for that new education for their children.
Well, that's not true. That's not true of all immigrants. And many immigrants try very, very hard to learn the language. Many of them, work and attend language classes. Many of them try to speak only English. That's not totally and completely true across the board. And you know, when it comes to stuff like special education and it comes to that kind of funding, first of all, that money's always been hard to get. Number two, you got to look at the whole funding prospect of education in the public school systems in this country, which this administration and its adherents and its ideologues are determined to and have been determined to destroy for a long, long time. So, you know what? To them, no problem. They don't care. It doesn't matter to them. They underfund things and then they make these claims in public. And the thing is, your son shouldn't be penalized, but then again, you know, you take a child, you can't penalize a Spanish-speaking child either. I mean, I just don't believe in that.
Right, and I agree, you can't penalize
and,
them.
And you can't blame it on their parents, because look, you know what we've done? I mean, we have mounted a campaign in this country for years, with a wink and a nod, to seduce these people to come here to work. I mean, we've trick-bagged them, and anybody who says we haven't is a liar. And you know what? We've not only done it towards Latin America, we've also done it towards the Caribbean. Look at the Cubans that risk their lives to get here. And you know what? They'll be portrayed as people who are seeking freedom and democracy. And yes, they are. But the other thing they're trying to seek is they're trying to seek work. They're trying to get money because they live in a third world country with a low standard of living. And they sit there and they're 90 miles off our coast and they're subjected to our media and they see what's going on here and they want a piece of the pie. So we have to deal with all of these. These are all, that's why this topic is so complex and everybody's going to have to absorb some pain. And we're going to have to sit down and try to diffuse this problem and do it in a realistic way. But the trouble is the people who are leading all of this don't want to deal in any realistic way about anything. They just want the emotion. That's what, you know, they want the emotion. They don't want to deal with it in a realistic way. They don't want to take care of your son. They're not interested in that. They're not interested in taking care of anybody else's kids.
Right,
they just want to get mileage out of it.
They're interested in what's politically correct for their agenda at the time.
And
again,
right, so they can get votes and money.
Suffering for that.
Yeah, so they can get votes and they can get money. And you know what? I've said this before on the show and I'll say it again. Those who don't believe in government can't run government. So we need a change. We need a change from top to bottom. We need to have the Democrats hold on to the legislature in this country. I mean, in this state. We need to get control of the Congress. We eventually need to get control of the White House. We've got to fix this stuff. And Democrats, too, have to start talking honestly about this whole subject of immigration and about the pain being involved in this and the pain being involved for everybody. Because you know what, in the end, what we're talking about here, Tricia, we're talking about human beings. That's really what we're talking about, aren't we?
We are, but again, I think charity starts at home, and we need to try to fix the issues in this country before we can fix all the other countries' issues.
Well.
And we need to take care of ours first. And as selfish as that may sound, we really need to take care of ours first.
Well, I don't think it sounds selfish, but I don't think you can put a wink and a nod towards people about coming over here, and then when they get here, start trying to declare war on them. I think what you got to do is you got to change the overall system and change the orientation of things and lay your cards out on the table, and that's something that we just don't seem to want to do. Tricia, thank you. I'm glad you called, and good luck to you and your son, and boy, I hope you'll call again.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. You know, I've said this, and I'll say it again. A lot of talk show hosts, okay, they have all the answers to everything. I don't think I have all the answers. I've never thought I do. And I don't think I could solve this problem overnight either. Because if I could do that, I don't think I'd be sitting here. You know, I'd be trying to run the show, or at least in line to get a job to do it. I just know that something that involves human beings makes things complex. And when things are complex, they're not easily figured out. And when they're not easily figured out, you know this, it's rough. It's rough to get stuff taken care of here. It's rough to go through this. And I just feel like our leadership is just being disingenuous with us. I really do. 8:46, 14 minutes away from 9. Don't forget to sign up for that Costa Rica eco trip to Crocodile Bay Lodge. Sign up to win that sucker right now at am760.net. All the other fabulous prizes. We had a winner this morning between 6 and 7. Hey, the next winner has got to be you.
It's National Donate Life Month, and Donor Alliance wants to get you involved. Share your decision to be an organ and tissue donor with your family and sign up at ColoradoDonorRegistry.org. For more information and to sign up, go to ColoradoDonorRegistry.org.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, Boulder streets are busy this morning, running heavy on Foothills Parkway, Highway 93, and Highway 287. We did have an earlier problem, crash Boulderbound on the diagonal right around IBM. That is in the clearing stages. Now, the Turnpike running heavy in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster, and I-25 stacking up from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70, slow go for you from Sheridan to Brighton Boulevard if you're headed eastbound, and if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue. We're loaded up from Wadsworth over towards I-25. On to the forecast.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula, risk-free, so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time, and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right. Use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed. But we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out AmberHomes.com for details.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a fabulous getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM760 Progressive Talk. Ed Schultz on this afternoon between 1 and 4. You can sign up now to win that trip. AM760.net. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, going to be 80 degrees. Let's get out and enjoy it. And rallies about immigration all across the country. Back on the telephones here. And we'll go to Bill, who's hanging on in Vail. Bill, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. First of all, Jay, I'd like to thank you for your show. I think you guys do a really good job of spreading the word.
No, oh, thanks,
that's
Bill.
That's what we need. Second of all, I'd like to clarify one thing, or a couple of things. One is there's a myth going out there that they're not, the immigrants that are here, the illegal immigrants, are not paying taxes in any way, shape, or form. And I think that was cured. By and large, in the industry that I'm in, which is the resort industry,
mm-hmm.
10, 15 years ago when we had to start taking I-9s and getting Social Security cards from people and filling those forms out. Now, I know that some of them are not real I-9, you know, real Social Security cards or something. But they do pay taxes. I'm an employer of 58 people, probably 20 of them being Hispanic. I think most of them are legal, but I'm sure a few of them aren't. But I do what I'm supposed to do, which is get a Social Security card and a green card. Now, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm just listening. And you're right in what you're saying. Many of them pay into the Social Security system and never collect the money. You're right.
Right. Well, there's one Social Security number that's got millions and millions of dollars in it because everybody used the same number. Now, that doesn't make the whole situation right, and I'm not trying to say that it is right, but it is a situation. And for communities to say that the taxes aren't being paid, that's not currently how things are being done. Now, the construction industry may be a little different. The farm industry may be different. But I've been, I'm 58 years old. I'm in the restaurant business. I live in a resort. I grew up in Southern California, where most people are doing the same thing. They're giving their taxes. They're paying their taxes. Not only that, they're renting housing from people. And if I'm not, I think, incorrect, we get our school paid for by property taxes.
Yeah, by property taxes. You're right about this. You're right in what you're saying.
That they're not paying their way. I really feel it's really not doing. It's feeding the fire. But the last thing is, my dad, who's passed away a couple of years ago, taught me a nice thing. He said, follow the money. And he said, the reason that the Republicans haven't come down harder on this is because in some way, shape, or form, they're benefiting. And it's because they own a lot of the big businesses, the large hotels, the large restaurant chains. And you know, they know that without that, we'd be, you know, you'd shut down Vail.
That's right.
You would absolutely shut down Vail. And I'm not saying that we couldn't get people to do the job. We'd have to pay more money, but I start my people out at $10 an hour,
which is way above minimum wage.
And all the restaurants I know in California along the beaches do the same thing, and we've got cooks that are up to $16-$17 an hour. So you know, I just think that you know, some of the misinformation doesn't help the situation. It doesn't make it right. I think we need to do something to fix it. But I would ask the question of why is it that both parties haven't come down harder sooner? And it's because both of them, you know, we feed our base, because when they do become Americans, most of these illegal immigrants that become Americans will go to the Democratic Party. Now, the Republicans know this well and good. And the question is, why do they allow it?
Well, yeah, but they're also out there courting Hispanic votes. I mean, George W. Bush got more Hispanic votes this last time around than any other Republican candidate. Many people forget about this, but he cut campaign commercials speaking in Spanish. Where he was waving a Mexican flag.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's out there coordinating. They're both out there coordinating. I think the reason that they don't confront these things, I think the reason that the Democrats haven't confronted it, basically, and I think that the reason that nobody's really confronted it until only recently, is because it's another one of these questions where there's no simple answers to a complex problem. And, you know, this government has a terrible, terrible habit of just ignoring what it basically really doesn't want to have to deal with.
I totally agree with you.
But who's been in power here for what? You know, the Republican Congress, the Congress turned a majority Republican, what, in 94? And Bush is now in his second term. I mean, who's been in the leadership position here?
Oh, absolutely.
It's been the GOP, and they haven't done a damn thing.
No, absolutely.
And they're going to protect their business interest friends, and that's basically what's going on. That's why there's no discussion about employers, penalizing employers, and that's why there's no discussion about the minimum wage. Because they don't want to have to cost their business allies any money.
That's exactly right.
By the way, where were you born in Southern California?
I was born in Los Angeles, the inner city of Los Angeles. My father came over when he was 16 years old, and so I'm first generation Mexican American.
I was born in Orange County, man.
Oh yeah, we're close by.
Yeah, well, I would have rather lived where you did than growing up in John Birch Society, Orange County. Hey, Bill, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Glad you're out there.
Okay, thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And he's paying, like, well over minimum wage there. So how are you going to beat that? How are you going to beat that deal? Let's go to Isaac in Estes Park. Isaac, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, love the show.
Thanks.
What was that number that you threw out about the No Child Left Behind?
I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $30
billion. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I don't know if that's correct, but it's 30-something, and it could be $30 billion. I don't remember because I read the figure, like, a week and a half ago.
Okay, because yeah, I've got friends that are teachers, and you know, they're just not behind this thing at all.
No, because he's sure. Because Bush typically, which is what he does all the time, is he'll promise something and then he doesn't put any money behind it.
Yeah, it's just amazing. My jaw just dropped when you said that number. I was like, oh, my God. But I'm an injured worker. I was injured on the job. And my doctor that I'm seeing now, I actually haven't been able to get in to see a workman's comp doctor for about a year now.
Right.
And but I've got my own doctor and whatever. And he threw out this number. He told me, this is up here in Estes, and he told me that at any given time, you know, Estes Park being a seasonal, you know, community.
All right, hang on. Hang on to your thought. Do me a favor. I want you to hang through the news, and we'll get to you on the other side. Can you do that?
Oh, you betcha.
Okay, hang on. Let me park you in the phone zone very gently there, and we'll come back and pick it up with Isaac, and we'll take the rest of you, too. Everybody, hang on. I'll get to your calls here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't run off. And as we move into the 9 o'clock hour, you can talk about anything else that may be on your mind as well.
Party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads. Less time.
Find out how to win on AM760.net.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Today, Atlanta. The latest round of immigration rallies started this morning with thousands of people making a 2-mile march through a neighborhood of immigrants. Organizers of a rally in Washington expect 200,000. Walter Tejada, a member of the city council in Arlington, Virginia, plans to join that protest on behalf of his constituents.
They're indignant about having this kind of law even being considered that would make them criminals.
Congressional action on immigration is still pending, but California Republican Dana Rohrabacher hopes the result will be a get-tough policy.
The American people are suffering from an invasion an out-of-control invasion of illegal immigrants into our society.
Opponents of a crackdown say it would disrupt the economy. The Bush administration is very upset about a published report that it's laying the groundwork for possible airstrikes in Iran. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Bill, the White House is trying now to discredit that story, describing investigative journalist Seymour Hersh's report as wild speculation based on quotes from people unaware of the administration's thinking. Spokesman Scott McClellan told us that the administration wants a diplomatic solution, but he confirms all military contingencies are on the table, despite a policy that says Iran is not Iraq.
Peter, the president's making a new speech on Iraq right now.
Yes, here in Washington, speaking to an educational group on this day after the third anniversary of the fall of Baghdad, you know, with public questions about the Iraq policy dragging his poll numbers down, Mr. Bush says the U.S. has learned from its mistakes in Iraq, and he again challenges Iraqi leaders, as he puts it, to rise to the moment to form a unity government, Bill.
Next to Tony Blair, Silvio Berlusconi has been President Bush's best friend in Western Europe. He supported the invasion of Iraq, but it appears that he's just been voted out of office.
Two exit polls in the Italian general elections indicated that Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi will lose to his challenger Romano Prodi. Center-left voters were hoping official results would confirm a victory they have been waiting for 5 years. Prodi in power will mean that Italy will be more concerned with keeping European partners happy rather than the United States.
CBS News reporter Sabina Castelfranco in Rome. Former Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling takes the stand at his trial in Houston. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says the defense will try to persuade the jury that Skilling was unaware of the company's creative accounting.
One of Skilling's problems is that he already has testified under oath years ago during an investigation, so he sort of hemmed in by what he said earlier. If he strays from that script, prosecutors are going to pounce on him.
Enron founder Ken Lay testifies later in the trial. Stocks are higher this morning. The Dow Industrial's up 22 points at 11,152, but the NASDAQ is down 4 points. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Denise.
Yes, someone just hit me.
Are you injured? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get emergency services coming out to your location.
If your airbags deploy, OnStar receives a signal and calls to check on you.
Sheriff's Office.
Hi, this is Denise from the emergency team of OnStar. I have a vehicle crash with airbag deployment. It's on County Highway 74. I'm going to conference you in.
Okay, are you injured?
I think I'm bleeding from the side of my face.
Did you hit another vehicle?
Another vehicle hit me.
Okay, I'll get somebody out.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A police perimeter has been set up at the busy intersection of Alameda and Colorado this morning as police continue to search for two home invasion suspects who ran from cops this morning. A high-speed chase ended at the park there at Alameda and Colorado. Police have put out a reverse 911 to tell residents what's going on there. Police looking for two white men dressed in a red sweater and light pants. Retail gas prices soaring an average of 17 cents the past 2 weeks. The reason this time?
Most of the rise of late at the pump comes not from crude oil prices, but from the energy bill and EPA provisions affecting fuel specs this year.
Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey, the average price of the pump now, $2.67 a gallon nationwide. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you. Have a couple things going on right now. Crews have just cleared a left lane stall eastbound C-470 of Broadway, but now we have a couple cars tangled up on the ramp from C-470 onto Quebec. Now westbound I-70 slows approaching Colorado Boulevard and I-25. A bit sluggish north and southbound across downtown and through T-Rex. Now southbounders are jamming as you approach Dry Creek. Looks like that ramp has been closed. Now Boulder streets are starting to thin out on the diagonal. Foothills Parkway, Highway 93 and Highway 287. Turnpike a little sluggish still in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. Now on to the forecast. Can't complain. Sunny and warm today. Highs close to 80, upper 70s. Right now we're at 53 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a loaded 05 Explorer for just $16,900. Selling new and used SUVs and pickups fast and for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. So get your loaded 05 Explorer today for just $16,900 only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans or cheaperfords.com.
Hi, Jay Marvin here with news about another lucky AM 760 Progressive Talk winner. Congratulations to Jerry Newell. You've just won $500 cash from AM 760 Progressive Talk. How about it?
I can use it.
And now you're in the running to win an all-expense-paid eco-trip Costa Rica.
Cool. I got my bags packed already.
You want to be our next winner? It's easy. Every weekday, we're giving away great prizes like dinner with me and Ed Schultz and breakfast with me and Al Franken. And all our daily winners will have a chance to win the Eco Trip. Sign up now at am760.net.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good to have you along. 9:06, 6 minutes after 9. High today, 80 degrees. Boy, it's going to be nice out today. A little rumor of some rain for tomorrow. All right, we're into the open phones portion of the program, and we continue to talk about illegal immigration if you want to or anything else that may be on your mind. 303-713-7600, and I got Isaac parked in the phone zone here in Estes Park. All right, so you're going to see a workman's comp doctor, and pick it up from there, Isaac.
Hey, hey Jay. My doctor told me that at any given I have a neck injury, and at any given moment there's just a huge amount of uninsured motorists up here, and a big percentage of them are illegal immigrants. And if I was to be, right now I'm not on workman's comp. I'm trying to get back on. And if I was, you know, hit by one of those guys, you know, my workman's comp case would be thrown out the window because, you know, they automatically say that, you know, it was their fault, you know, not, you know, the you know, how I was injured on the job. So.
Well, yeah, that would make sense because you have to, in order to get workman's comp, you have to be, injured, you know, you have to be injured on the job. But this business about illegal immigrants driving around without licenses and without insurance, you're right, that does go on. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there are also a hell of a lot of American citizens who are out driving around without licenses and without insurance, too.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
I got hit by one.
Yeah, yeah, but it was just up here, it's just a huge amount, and it just blew my mind when he told me that, you know, that they would just, you know, be that cruel and just, you know, even though there's all this documentation, you know, and, you know, I get rear-ended, you know, that just all goes out the window, you know.
Yeah.
And whether they're insured or not. So I just wanted to bring that up. So.
All right, Isaac. Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, there are a lot of illegals out there driving without licenses, without insurance. But you know what? There's a hell of a lot of legal people out there that are doing it, too. I got hit by one once, and, you know, the injury from it showed up years later, and my insurance had to shoulder the burden. I mean, it wasn't, and I, you know, I couldn't go back and file against that guy. And had I been injured, it wouldn't have done any good anyway because he didn't have any insurance. So what the hell? I mean, what good would it do? 303-713-7600, one line open. Let's get back on the phones. Go to Barbara in Longmont. Barbara, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Okay.
Good. I understand that the immigrant issue is important, but I think it's really distracting us from what's really important, and that would be the war in Iraq, the lies that this president has perpetrated. I've been listening to the news, and I don't know that I've heard of any American men or women dying from immigrants taking their jobs. I think this is a ploy by some on the right, you know, putting forward this, you know, guest worker program stuff to really distract the American public from these other issues, because it's very easy to throw, you know, the immigrant workers up as the bad guy and let everybody, you know, jump on that and not really focus on all this other stuff that's going on.
Well, I agree with you about focusing in on the other stuff. I mean, we've got two big stories out there right now that you can get little or no coverage of. Well, there's coverage of it, but nobody here wanted to talk about it, and I started out the first hour talking about it, and that is the fact, and George W. Bush is at Johns Hopkins right now, I assume trying to, you know, he's answering questions, and I assume he's trying to somehow, you know, slow talk his, you know, way out of this whole thing that's going on about this proposed strike against Iran.
Right, yeah. He's trying to backpedal, he is.
Yeah, that Seymour Hersh, you know, claims he's got an inside source inside the administration about this.
Right.
And that they're planning to do it. And I tried to talk about it between 6 and 7 this morning, and it was like pulling teeth. The other thing is about this Bush leak situation,
right,
which the American people should definitely demand an accounting from both Bush and Cheney on this, and we shouldn't let this go.
Absolutely.
And then Iraq in general, you know, we should still be talking about that. But I don't think that the right wing is throwing this up or that it's into this, because what it's doing is this whole immigration, this whole illegal immigration or undocumented worker controversy is tearing the Republican Party apart.
It is, and it's true, because everybody is divided on that. But this is not a new thing. This has been going on, you know, as long as we've had a border with Mexico.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, for all this fervor and all this excitement over it now, I just find kind of suspect, you know, and I really wish, I hope that while everybody's got all this in their forefront, in the forefront of their mind, and they're gathering at all these rallies and stuff, that maybe they can also consider, you know, all this other stuff and make it more about the overall position that our current government is taking on all of these issues, because they all impact everything. You know, the working for profit and the war for profit and the you know, cheap labor for profit, it's all tied. It's all interconnected. And so I would just hope that while we're getting together on this issue, we can try to remember that there is a larger issue. And our American service men and women are dying and becoming grievously injured because of the overall attitude that the governing elite has.
Yeah, and the amount of Iraqis.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, who have died and continue to die?
I've heard estimates over 200,000 easily from all of the everything that we've done from the sanctions on forward to today. So, it's so vitally important that we try to stay on the more important issues.
Well, I think you bring up a really interesting point, really, which begs this question. And I'd love for somebody to answer this. Why all of a sudden has this become such an explosive issue when it has been going on for a long, long time? And it seems to be now be the latest, you know, news cycle thing. I mean, it's...
I'm becoming cynical enough to think that it's all just the machinations to keep us distracted from the NSA spying scandal and you know, the ongoing evidence that Bush and company lied to get us into the war. We're being distracted from all those other issues. It's just like gay marriage or any of those kind of wedge issues. And unfortunately, I think
it's backfiring. The only trouble is, though, the GOP is not going to profit out of this.
Right. That was a backfire on their part that so many, you know, it's been so divisive within the Republican Party as well, which I think is, you know, it's only good for us because, you know, when they're divided, they're easier to conquer, you know.
Yeah, I really. Why the insanity wrapped around this and the emotion?
You know, people want.
Because we're scared.
Yeah, people want some. It happened in Germany after World War I when they were in such financial depression, and Hitler was able to say, "Oh, it's the Jews." And this is a class of people that you can look at. They've got the brown skin, and they're obviously different from us. And we can point our fingers at them and say they're to blame for our problems. And human beings being kind of sheep-like that we are, it's just very easy to kind of inflame that thing and say, oh, they're to blame. And we need to remember that.
Our government is to blame.
Exactly.
You know, it's like somebody sent me an email and said, Jay, you don't say this on the air often enough. For those people who call up and claim that they're being victimized by economic policies, particularly involving illegal immigrants or undocumented workers or whatever it is you want to call them, the real fact is that the middle and lower middle class and the working poor are being victimized by the administration.
Yeah, tax policies and everything are making my family poorer every day.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah,
good point.
We work really, really hard. I hold a 9-to-5 job. We're responsible. You know, we've fallen into some of that debt kind of thing, you know, because we're Americans and that's what we're told we should do. But, you know, it's ridiculous that I can't afford decent health care.
Yeah,
I'm
you know
a
what?
Hardworking individual,
yeah,
and
I
so
agree.
Is my husband. And so,
but I think health care takes up what about 16% of the gross domestic national product?
Oh, that's disgusting. In the world's most wealthy country, should be the case.
Yeah, you know who has the best health care rated by the World Health Organization in the year 2000?
Wasn't it France or something?
Yeah, it was France. Of course, remember all the outrage by the administration against the French?
Yeah, yeah.
Freedom fries and all that crap?
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Barbara, thank you. Great call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, take
all
care.
Right. Bye.
All right, I hope some of you will contemplate what you just brought up, because I certainly would like to contemplate it, about why there is this, you know, like a match to a gas can tinderbox kind of emotion about illegal immigration, and it's like the illegal immigrant's fault. It's like the undocumented worker's fault when we've turned a blind eye to this, a wink and a nod to this for years. Now all of a sudden it's a big thing. Where's all this emotion and pressure coming from? And you've got a government headed by a man who is Seymour Hersh says, is messianic. in his feelings about confronting Iran over their nuclear program. And the war in Iraq is still going on with a very damaging article to the administration over the weekend in the New York Times about the provinces, about many of them being unstable, and about problems flaring up, and about more problems flaring up in Afghanistan. These are all questions I think worth asking and worth answering. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9. Good, glad you're here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget to sign up for that eco trip. To win that eco trip to Costa Rica, sign up now at am760.net, plus all the other fabulous prizes, including breakfast with Al Franken and myself, dinner with Big Ed Schultz and myself, and we had a $500 winner, Cassandra Reich of Longmont, I believe was where she was from, and she won this morning between 6 and 7. And you know something? You...
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Whole Foods, Apple Jacks, Argonaut, and other fine liquor stores, or visit Freshies.com.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
9:19, 19 minutes after 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Throughout history, dogs have been featured on more than 4,000 postage stamp designs. In 1887, Newfoundland was the first with a dog's postage stamp. And you know what? How does your dog respond to the mailman? Coco and Jackson go crazy. Coco and Jackson love the mailman or mailwoman. They wait for the mail, and they just go crazy when they hear the mail person come to the door. And that's because they've got all this energy, and they look and feel so good. And one of the reasons is because of Purina One. And you know what? What your pet eats determines how healthy your pet is going to be. And you know something? If your dog is not, well, it just doesn't have that gleam in his or her eye, and his coat is not as shiny as it should be, and doesn't have the energy that that dog should have, then you know what? Switch to natural blends from Purina. Make an effort to get your dog healthier, and you'll see the difference, because he's part of your family, right? So why not? And that's why there's the new Purina One Natural Blends, making it easy for you to make a healthy change in your dog and doing it naturally. New Purina One Blends is made with natural, wholesome ingredients like real white meat, chicken, brown rice, and oatmeal. It's naturally preserved, with no added fillers, artificial colors, or flavors. So stop feeding your dog junk and start feeding your dog the natural good way with Purina One Natural Blends. Could a natural dog food help your dog's health for the better? Well, then why not try Purina One Natural Blends for 30 days and see your dog's healthy energy, skin, coat, teeth, digestion, and just see the overall turnaround. Look for Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag or call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag so you can make a healthy change in your dog naturally. Call today, get the information,
1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK.
And here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
Whenever I take the Enhancelin, it has brought my blood sugar down.
Enhancelin is the all-natural dietary supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
After taking Enhancelin, now I'm consistently normal.
It works. It actually works.
Call now and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-1523. Satisfaction is guaranteed, so log on to RadioValues.com or call 1-800-704-1523.
Man, I need to remind you, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Soopers, the right store for all your Purina One needs.
Before you make another credit card payment or buy a new or used vehicle, get all the legal facts. Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 for Scams and Shams with Steve Birkin and Rick Weinkoop. Steve and Rick are two lawyers that care about consumer rights. They're at your disposal for 1 hour each week to save you money and help you through tough, complicated financial decisions. You can utilize their legal expertise during this one-hour show. Don't get burned. Tune in to Scams and Shams Saturdays right here.
This is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a dinner with me and Jay Marvin. Go to AM760.net right now and sign up to win some great prizes from AM760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, sign up to win that dinner with Big Eddie and myself, and then also get in the drawing for that eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at AM760.net. Hi today, 80, 923, 23 minutes after 9, AM760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we'll go to Casey in Boulder. Casey, hi, you're on AM760. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Jay. No problem. I wanted to talk about one of the aspects of the undocumented workers tide flooding into this country that remains unaddressed by either party, and that's the economic disparity in Mexico. I read an article by Robert Reich, former labor secretary, I think it was for Clinton, about a week ago, in which he indicated that there are 19 million more people living in poverty now than there were when NAFTA was agreed upon, and that real wages in Mexico have actually declined since NAFTA. And he noted that NAFTA was negotiated with no labor, safety, or environmental standards. So companies flooded into Mexico, but then when the United States did a preferred nation trading agreement with China, those same companies picked up and left, leaving these people high and dry. And I think that any actual real solution to the undocumented worker issue is going to have to address the severe economic disparity and income stratification in Mexico.
Oh, I think, you know what, I think you're absolutely 100% right. As a matter of fact, I think that's a large key to this problem.
Yeah, I just think that with the incredible risks these people take coming into this country, they have to be incredibly desperate to do so.
Which we don't really talk about. I mean, which really isn't widely... I mean, it's kind of talked about, but it's not widely discussed that what these workers are doing, risking their lives, and many of them are losing them, but they're risking their to get here.
That's true. And hopefully the next administration, because I think it's going to have to wait till then, the way the Bush administration handles things, the next administration will be willing to actually look at an actual solution to the problem. It's going to involve complex decisions, but there's a lot of intelligent people in Washington. If they put energy and effort into this, there can be some complex solution reached to this complex problem. And I think there's some hope on the horizon as far as Mexico goes, because I've heard that Vicente Fox faces, or at least his party faces, a challenge from some more social democrat type parties in upcoming elections in Mexico.
The former mayor of Mexico City is left wing, socialist oriented, and he's got a good chance of winning. And, you know, what you bring up about the workers is really, and about NAFTA, is really, really true. I mean, all of this is really, really true. And the economic disparity talking about a country where there's a wide gulf between the haves and have-nots, and the unequal redistribution of the wealth upward, and we don't seem that, you know, you're right, that doesn't seem to be a very big part of the debate, and nobody, at least on the national scene, brings any of this up, and it should be brought up and it should be addressed.
Well, yeah, and I'm disappointed in my own party, the Democratic Party, for not bringing that up. I think that there's a lack of courage in bringing that up. But Robert Reich, at least, who's out of office, out of appointed office, has had the courage to bring it up in a New York Times article about a week ago.
Yeah, you know who else I've heard talk about it? I'll tell you somebody else I've heard talk about it. Congresswoman Diana DeGette.
Well, that's great. I have the most admiration for her out of anybody in Colorado's delegation, because I think she has a lot of political courage, and
I hope we get more like her in office.
Yeah, and she brought it up here on this program, as a matter of fact, and she was one of the only, she's one of the only people I know elected to office that, is, that I've heard on the federal level that has said anything, has said anything at all, you know, about it. Hey, Casey, what a great call, man. I'm glad you're there. Thank you for calling.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Take care.
Okay, take care. What a great call. Good for him. Let's go to Robert downtown. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing this morning, Jay?
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Hey, I called you a few weeks ago, and I asked your opinion about the possibility of the Iraqi army being trained by us to invade Iran, and you said, no, you didn't think that was in the realm of possibility. I wonder if you, in light of what Seymour Hersh has uncovered, if you still feel that, you know, that
yeah,
way.
I do, because they're incapable. They can't even defend. Look, first of all, they can't even do their job in their own home country. Second of all, Iran is a Shiite nation. The majority of the armed forces in Iraq is Shiite. They're not going to attack another other Shiites. Those days are gone. Don't forget that was a war waged by Saddam Hussein when he had iron grip control of the country. And Saddam Hussein, of course, you know, was not Shia. So, you know, that's gone. And what the administration is talking about is not committing ground troops. What they're talking about is an airstrike. And airstrikes using nuclear bunker busters is what they're talking about getting into, which would just open up a whole Pandora's box worth of crap.
Well, I'd just like to say something in Seymour Hersh's defense. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter. He's been around 40 years. He is the only reporter that uncovered the My Lai massacre in Vietnam, you know, where only innocent people were thrown in the
jail. And Abu Ghraib.
And Abu Ghraib. He's the only one. So this guy's really on to something. And it really bugs me that the mainstream media is right now, even today, while we're talking, sitting there trying to shoot the messenger, in effect. They've done that before with Hersh. Whatever he comes up with, he's never been successfully sued for libel. This guy really knows what he's talking about.
Well, the administration is out there spinning as hard as they possibly can to try to take us off track and to try to convince us that they're not interested in doing this and that they're not talking about it when in reality they are. And, I mean, listen, you know, Bush was talking about it this morning at John Hopkins, and that'll be on every single newscast tonight, about him denying it or saying there's no question we don't want Iran to have a nuclear bomb, but we're not talking about, you know, attacking them or blah or whatever he is. He's going to say he's going to try to get around it. But I'm like you. I stick with Seymour Hersh. He's got an inside source, and I don't think he would print it or say it if it wasn't true.
No, he's a wonderful, wonderful reporter. I just wish there were more people in the mainstream media that were like him, or were just bootlickers. Because I'll tell you, except for maybe a few newspapers and, of course, alternative radio like you, we're not getting the truth. I mean, most mainstream media, especially the television media, they just paper these things over.
Well, they're in the biggest anyway, because the majority of them are conservative. That's why. All right, Robert, thank you, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. Yeah, the so-called liberal media. Of course, you know what? Those people who espouse that crap don't want to, you know, even Ann Coulter admitted once on, I think it was on Hannity and Combs, that, oh, you know, she said to Hannity, oh, Sean, we have the media now. The so-called liberal media crap, which is absolute bull. Speaking of that, we'll have Media Matters for America on tomorrow and our weekly watch on the conservative and the mainstream media and their twisting of the facts on a regular basis. We'll have that on tomorrow. Also, Patricia Schroeder will be with us. Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder, we'll talk to her and get her take on all of these things. 303-713-7600, one line open, AM 760, Progressive Talk. 9:30 with Jay Marvin. Don't forget, to win that eco trip to Costa Rica, you got to sign up, and you got to sign up now. We've had a winner almost like every morning. So you know what? I want you to go. I want somebody from this show to go. Sign up now at am760.net. We had a winner this morning between 6 and 7. Cassandra Wright of Longmont, I believe it was, won this morning. And you can win, too, here from AM 760, Progressive Talk. But you got to sign up.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still have a couple things going on. A couple cars tangled up on the ramp from C-470 onto Quebec. And watch for a guy in the median southbound I-25 near Spear. Once you get by that, we're also slowing southbound approaching Dry Creek. Now, southbound 225, looking at brake lights as you head into the tech center. And Boulder Streets, looks like we have a grass fire right around 75th and Belmont. Fitting out on the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93, the Turnpike looking a lot better through Broomfield and Westminster. And checking out the forecast today, should be a nice one. Sunny, warm, highs close to 80. Right now it's 53 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Refinancing, remodeling, relocating? KeyBank has borrowing options and advice you'll feel right at home with. Learn about key mortgages, home equity loans, and lines of credit at key.com. Subject to credit approval, KeyBank. Achieve anything.
Join AM 760 and the Arapahoe County Democrat Friday, April 14th at the first annual Pat Schroeder Dinner. Five lucky listeners and their guests have a chance to meet Pat Schroeder and win tickets to the dinner at the Radisson in Aurora. All the details on AM760.net.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Great for all ages and all types of skin. Epiclear is doing something that other acne treatment formulas don't do. We are so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free, and we mean free.
Call 1-800-311-0399 while Epiclear supplies last. Shipping and handling not included. Call 1-800-311-0399.
Lost a soldier in Iraq over the weekend. Coalition deaths, or our deaths, rather, I shouldn't say coalition. Our deaths are now up to 2,558. Hope the president's proud of himself. Rocky's Auto's got another big hour of summer buying power in store for you. They're open now Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And on top of that, their matching down incentives going on right now. Up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down. They'll put $1,500 down. And you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and you've got like $3,000 down. Or put $1,000 down, they'll put $1,000 down, and you got $2,000. And they've got a selection that just can't be beat. Over 500 of the cleanest, late-modeled used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. These are really, really good people to deal with. You can find virtually anything you want. Plus, on top of that, I'll tell you something, they treat you right. Because that's what they're dedicated to doing, making your buying experience a good one. See my buddies out there, the Alshire Brothers. See any of my friends out of Rockies, and they are my friends, and they'll take care of you. Or check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. You can see their television commercials on there, and also check out their online business philosophy. Check out their business philosophy, and check out their online inventory, which is huge. Rockies Autos, there's no better place to go. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and Mary and I have been buying from them since 1996, 1997, around in that area, and we just bought from a couple of months ago, too. So, you know what? We send all our friends there, and I want to send you there. Rockies Autos, they're great folks. Go out and see them. The matching down incentive going on now, plus another hour of Rockies buying power. Rockies, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
AM 760, KKZN, is conducting a contest called EcoTrip. To enter, log on to www.am760.net. Weekdays, April 3rd through May 5th, 2006, between the 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. hours, one randomly selected name will be announced on AM 760. If you hear your name, call 303-713-8485 within 1 hour to claim your qualifying prize and become qualified for the chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica. No purchase necessary. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old. One prize per household from AM 760's parent company Denver sister stations within any 90-day period. Additional rules apply. For complete rules, visit our offices at 4695 South Monaco Street, Denver, Colorado, 80237.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:35, 25 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 80. Going to be a great day to get out there and, well, do whatever it is you want to do. Just lounge around, have a good time. Eat a chicken fried steak. Go to the movies. Spank Whitey. Smoke cigarettes. Oh, man. All right. 303-713-7600, and let's get back on the phones, and we go to Triffany in Loveland. Triffany, good morning. You're on.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, I was going to make my stab at answering your question on whether or why now the immigration issue. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I really think it's because it's an election year. I think it's really that simple. Every time we get close to the citizenry needing to make some decisions on who's in power and who gets to make the decisions, the religious right wing comes out and villainizes somebody. They make somebody look like the bad guy, and they always try to make it some sort of, you know, standing up for the little guy moral issue so that people say, yeah, I can get behind somebody like that. They're heroic.
But who, you know, who has the most to lose from the immigration debate? The Dems or the Repubs?
I think it's the Republicans, because the Republicans and the corporations are one and the same right now. And that's what makes this thing so suspect. I would love to have listened in on the three-way conversation between Vicente Fox and Bush last week. I would have loved to have heard, let's see, you know, how are we really going to problem solve this? Because we have our own special interests to serve over here, and we need your people to do that. However, we have to put on the show like we're giving a darn and we're actually going to make something happen that's going to meet the public's needs. I would have loved to have heard that.
Yeah. You know what? I would, too. I really would, too. We need, you know what? We need to get somebody on the federal level on here to talk about this, so we'll work on it. We'll get somebody on and bounce it off of them. And we'll bounce it off Patricia Schroeder tomorrow, too, as well. Trifany, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, who has the most to lose in this, this debate? Who's going to suffer the greatest pain over this? Kathleen in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
Listen to you every morning. I wanted to, first of all, just kind of give my support to Seymour Hersh. To me, he's like one of the heroes out there.
He's a good guy.
He's always fighting for America, you know, and not for a certain party or anything. The second thing I wanted to ask you was that, not to change the subject, because I'll just do this real quick.
Well, you can talk about anything you want to.
Well, have you ever spoken with or interviewed Mark Crispin Miller?
Yep.
It would be, you know, as the elections are coming closer and closer, it would be really good to have him on. I saw him on C-SPAN last night. My God, he was phenomenal.
Yeah, we had him on about 8 months ago.
Oh, okay. I just discovered you probably about 5 months ago. Sorry.
Yeah, I had him on the very beginning, I guess, when I first started. He had a very good magazine article in the Harper's, I believe it was, and so we had him on over that. And, yeah, he's a very, very smart, very articulate man.
So I would just like to tell everybody, he does have a new book out, but there's a House resolution right now in Washington for verifiable voting countrywide. I know that we're pretty set on statewide here, but what they're trying to do is get something that would go across the nation, where there would be, you know, validated voting. So just to tell people about that, and then to answer your question, who's got more to lose? Well, it's really split in the Republican Party, and the corporation's the one that profit from this, so there you go.
Yep, you got it. Kathleen, thank you. Great call. Call again.
Thank you.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Brian in Thornton. Brian, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Brian.
I think part of the reason this immigration stuff has come to a head is because it's been done so poorly over moves back from about 1994, 93, with NAFTA. They got something passed that a Republican administration couldn't, because they didn't want to go along with Congress's criterion for the negotiation that involved labor rights. So we got somebody else in there who got something that was really weak added to the agreement to get it passed instead. And now people are getting angry because they're seeing the benefits of it. Before, people are called racist, though, or as one of your callers compared them, the reactions in Germany. You should think about which side they're really on because of the nuance. They may be accepting a group of people who, because of the way we accept them in, become a second-class legal group that don't have the same rights because their guest workers are still exploitable and have agreement that satisfies people who are worried about being racist and not being kind and not letting them in, who get an agreement that looks like it does that but has a lot of caveats.
Let me tell you, part of this undocumented worker illegal alien thing, part of it is racist. Part of it's definitely xenophobic and racist. There are racist elements involved in this.
To
say that they're not is to ignore reality. I mean, there are people out there who are damn well don't like the idea of brown-skinned people coming into this country. They feel threatened by it. They don't like it. They're prejudiced towards them. They stereotype them. They make all kinds of statements about them they can't back up. Most of them don't know anything about them, have very little contact with them, don't have any clue unless they see them in a restaurant, and it's usually doing some kind of work, and they don't bother to talk to them or have any. And then these same people who are going around screaming about all this crap are you know, going to the supermarket and buying vegetables and fruits and everything else that undocumented workers have picked. So, I mean,
I worked with some of the same tasks I used to do at a store, there was a company that was contracted out. Now, I didn't know whether they were legal or illegal, if they were guest workers or not. And I know some struggled with the language so much they weren't exactly sociable. And some people who were Hispanic didn't appreciate it, who had worked those jobs before, too. They were they spoke English just fine, and they were checkers, and they wrote things, and they had a difficult time asking for tasks to be done that used to be done by me. And I ended up doing it because our contract allowed for me to do the work. They just gave a lot of that. They were just allowed to give a lot of that work to that company, and it chinked away at my hours. But and that's a specific example where I don't know whether they're illegal or not. I know that they tried to at least convey to me when I tried to speak to them that they didn't speak English, waving me off and knowing just enough English to say no habla español. And I know that I did the same work and was more than willing to before. But what my point was that if we accept a group of people with less rights in huge amounts and then say as a solution to amnesty, we will give them a chance to work longer towards being a citizen. We just keep people who are continue to be exploited in this country for longer as in a solution and saying, morally, we've never been willing to do that. And then the reason is, oh, it's better than Mexico. And it's also belittling and reducing the concerns that labor people who've always fought for rights for both races, when they see rights dwindled away as a result, they can back it up and weren't listened to. They actually know something about this. And the AFL-CIO has fought for rights actually for undocumented workers and lost before in the Supreme Court with Hoffman Plastics versus the NLRB. Well, they tried to get it all the way to the UN and the ILO for rights that are they're supposed to be universal for workers. They're not racist. They weren't for NAFTA. They've gone away with it, tried to make sure that the
I'm not singling them out as being racist. I'm saying that there
are... callers are.
No, nobody... No, excuse me. Nobody has called up here and said anybody in the AFL-CIO or in any union organization is... Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Nobody has said... Boy, now we're going to have to get into it. Nobody has said here, not one person since this started, has ever called and leveled a charge of racism at the AFL-CIO or any organized labor union group, period. Don't make that statement. Don't read into something unless you can absolutely back the statement up. And nobody has said it, because if they had said it, I would have called them on it. So nobody has made that statement. No one.
Say them all and try to get it associated with the right instead.
You know what? All right, you give me an example. Give me an example of it.
That lady who called before, she had no concept of whether or not labeled people were involved. She summed
nobody
it up
is bringing
simply
up, nobody
and associated
is, you know what? Nobody's,
the reaction
hey,
of all people.
Hey, pal, nobody is, bringing up,
people,
the, nobody is bringing up labor. What is wrong with you? No one has brought
That's
up the union.
Problem.
Nobody has brought up the unions
it's
at all.
Labor,
nobody is talking about the unions
issue,
at all.
You're too
not, nobody.
To
oh, I'm too ignorant. You want to know something? Up yours, you stupid jerk. Okay, that's the second one of these calls I've had today. Up yours, you stupid jerk. And I don't care if I get fired, but nobody has called here today and has attacked any labor union, and you're not going to get on here and start beating up other callers.
Everyone listens to two radio stations, WIIFM, What's in It for Me, and MMFIAM, Make Me Feel Important About Myself. These two frequencies tune people in to what you say. Let us teach the employees in your company who talk to customers, clients, or patients how to connect with them the first time. The Impact Institute at impactinst.com. Visit for a free gift, Creating Impact Through People, one person at a time.
No worries there. No worries on I-70 on either side of town. Boulder Turnpike in good shape. And in and around Boulder, we're in good shape as well.
Well, the forecast, mostly sunny, rather windy by this afternoon, a high around 80, lighter winds tonight, low 40, partly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of rain, and a high of only 65. Right now, though, it's 63 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the Home Depot, you can get special financing when you buy select, installed, Trane high-efficiency cooling and heating equipment. For more information or how to get your special financing, call 800-79-DEPOT today. That's 800-79-DEPOT. Visit HomeDepot.com for license numbers and details.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K.
Registration begins at $35. With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, spend a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans at 800-720-4833. You can cut your mortgage payment up to 35% and save more of your money in 2006. Call Quicken Loans now to cut your mortgage payment up to 35%. 800-720-4833. Call now while rates are low. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. That's Quicken Loans, 800-720-4833.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite by simply telling your brain you're full. Imagine you could lose weight and still eat the foods you love. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Stop imagining, it's true. H57's all-natural hoodie tricks your brain into believing you're full. It's been featured on 60 Minutes, ABC News, and the BBC as a potential miracle cure for obesity. How does it work? Simply take two capsules of H57 hoodie before each meal to help reduce your hunger, to help you lose the weight you want naturally. Thanks to thousands of success stories, H57 Hoodia is number one and America's fastest growing diet supplement. Don't fall for imitators. Ask for H57 Hoodia and become an H57 success story today.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. 1-800-224-1938. That's 1-800-224-1938 to find out more about H57's free bottle promotion. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
Have you ever felt unwelcome in church? We believe God didn't turn anyone away, and neither do we. We're the United Church of Christ. Find a church near you and join us for our Lenten activities at stillspeaking.com or ucc.org.
With your busy schedule, who has time to earn a college degree? You do. Choose an online program through National American University and receive a quality university education with the flexibility of online learning. You can earn a college degree in as little as 18 months. At NAU, advance your career or start a new one all online. Call toll-free 1-866-491-GRAD. That's 866-491-4723. Regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission and a member of the North Central Association, ncahlc.org.
Join the Arapahoe County Democrats and Jay Marvin of AM 760's Progressive Talk Radio for their inaugural Pat Schroeder Dinner at the Radisson Hotel, I-225 in Parker on Friday, April 14th. For details, call 303-338-1202 or on the web at arapahodems.org.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on am760.net.
Morning, it's 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock. All right, kind of a weird morning here this morning in some ways. High today, 80. Going to be a great day out, though. All right, let's get back to the phones, 303-713-7600. And here's Tom in Longmont. Tom, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Fine. Change the subject a little bit. And I know I've heard a few people talking about this Seymour Hersh article.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read that article yet?
Yeah, I have.
That is extremely scary.
It's real scary.
I mean, the Bush administration, as loose cannon as these guys are, they're getting ready to ramp up. I mean, they're already ramping up for this thing. And, you know, I mean, when you start looking at this article and thinking about the repercussions of trying to bomb Iran, all this debate about illegal immigrants is just going to go south because everybody, this could just throw the whole world into a hell of a war here.
Well, it's going to destabilize more of the Middle East.
They're talking about oil could go $90 to $100 a barrel if something like this happened, then Iran could turn around and start attacking Saudi Arabia where they're the oil and all that. I mean, this could throw this United States and the whole world into a terrible disaster.
Well, what end up happening is the Iranians would start giving us more trouble in Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they would just be able to come across the border and start going after our troops. And what is this White House thinking? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, and it baffles me that the American public, percent of them, don't even know what's going on, because people that don't listen to stations like yours and the other Air America and Ed Schultz and the other ones, I mean, they don't know. I mean, I could call my brother up in Missouri and ask him if he's heard anything about this, and he'd go, well, I've heard a little bit about it. But, I mean, there is so many people in the United States that are just not knowing what's going on. They're going to believe what the administration says. Obviously, November's coming up. What better, I mean, to start another damn war and get these people in the middle that don't know anything because of the media swing towards the administration, they win another election.
Well, you know, here's a question, though. I ask it between 6 and 7. Do you think the public would go for an airstrike on Iran?
I don't think they have any choice. I really.
No, I mean, do you think that they would? Do you think that they would? Do you think they would find it a positive or a negative development?
I think they would find it a positive development, and I'll tell you why I say that. Look at what happened in Iraq. I mean, they lied about the WMDs. Look how many people got sucked into that, and they're going to lie about Iran's nuclear capabilities. And look how many people are going to get sucked into that. I mean,
yeah, but aren't we at a point now, though, where we're more leery of what this administration says than we were then?
Well, I would like to think that. But, you know, when you talk to some people out there in the Midwest that, you know, seem like they got their head up there, you know what, it just, because of the media, I don't think, it just really scares me. I mean, yeah, I mean, I would be really, and most of your listeners here would be really, that way, but for the general John Q. public out there not listening to Air America Radio and all these other blogs that are, you know, trying to, speak truth to power, they would just go, well, I guess if that's, you know, what the administration thinks we should do, they're just going to go right along with it. And that scares me. I don't think there's enough people that really hear the truth to really make a difference. Maybe I'm too cynical. But, you know, I mean, when I read things
you know,
like this...
I don't know. See, maybe, you know what, you could be dead on, you could be 100% right, but there are a lot of people who are just, I mean, really unhappy over Iraq.
Sure.
And
they should be.
All right. Do you think people are more inclined to believe... Do you think people are more inclined to believe... All right, let me ask you this quick question. Do you think people are more inclined to believe the president now than they were... maybe I'm not phrasing this right.
I'm getting your gist. I think people...
All right, we were willing to believe him after 9/11. Do you think we're just as willing to do it now?
That's a good question.
Think about that.
I still think the media is going to do us a disfavor. And I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I know what it's like, but... This article, and I think everybody hadn't read it, they need to go read that article by Hirsch. That is really a chilling article.
All right.
Thanks, Jay.
Hey, man, thank you for the call. And, Tom, think about what I've said, and if you don't call me tomorrow during the open phones portion, call me later in the week, but mull this over, and then let's hook back up and compare notes.
Okay.
All right?
Will do.
Okay, talk
Good
to you later.
Show. Bye.
All right, I had a guy on the phone who left and took off. Keith from Weld County, who wanted me to name racists involved in the anti-immigration movement. All right, Keith, if you're out there, pal, go to the Southern Poverty Law Center website. Extremists advocate murder of immigrants and politicians. National pro-immigrant marches inspire calls for carnage from radical right. This is by Susie Buchanan and David Holthouse. Neo-Nazis and anti-immigration extremists respond to a highly publicized wave of immigration reform demonstrations in major U.S. cities with open calls for terrorist violence, including truck bombs, machine gun attacks, assassinations of U.S. senators and members of Congress. All of you who think that there is a peaceful solution to these invaders are wrong. We are going to have to start killing these people, said neo-Nazi radio host Hal Turner, posted this on his website the day after 500,000 immigrant rights activists marched through downtown Los Angeles. I advocate using extreme violence against illegal aliens. Clean your guns, have plenty of ammunition, find out where the largest gathering of illegal aliens will be near you, go to the area in well in advance, scope out several places to position yourself, and then do what has to be done. Turner linked the post to a website called, and I can't say the word on the air, that provides detailed instructions on constructing pipe bombs, ammonium nitrate fertilizer bombs, car bombs, chlorine gas bombs, and others, dozens of other homemade explosive devices. So, and the Southern Poverty Law Center has got tons of these people on here. They name other names, too. Jim Gilchrist is another one. Co-founder of the Citizens Border Patrol Minuteman Project stopped just short of calling for his followers to pick up their guns. I'm not going to promote an insurrection. But if it happens, I'll be on the conscience of the... It'll be on the conscience of the members of Congress who are doing this. This is according to a quote he made to the Orange County Register. I'll not promote violence in resolving this, but I will not stop others who might want to pursue it. You know something? Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to follow this even further. Let's call the Southern Poverty Law Center and see if we can line them up. We've had them on before about this, way before the immigration thing ever exploded. We had them on, what, 7-8 months ago about this? So you know what? We're going to get them on again, and we'll all confront this. And Keith in Weld County, if you think I'm lying to you, go to the Southern Poverty Law Center and go look it up yourself. They have a website. They keep track of hate crimes, okay, and of white extremists. And we'll delve more into this since you asked and then ran off and couldn't hold on to the phone. All right, it's been a kind of a interesting morning this morning. There have been a lot of good calls, and then there have been those couple of weird ones here. But I appreciate you being here. Hey, don't forget to sign up at AM760.net. Win that Costa Rica trip. I want you to go. At least I want somebody from the show to go. And we had a winner this morning, and you can't win unless you sign up. Enjoy the weather.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick, it wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and...